Fitfitfit.com, dating help for men, with your host, Steve the Dean Williams.
I'm Tyrone, and you're listening to the manmindset.com, dating help for men, with your host, Steve Dean Williams. So get on board, long dick style.
Steve the Dean Williams, give me your chain, punk. Yeah, Steve, put your lights on. I still got the bicycle. Much love, Steve. Do what you do. God bless.
Steve, congrats on your motherfucking podcast, The Man Mindset. You can go to manmindset.com and listen to it. Keep up the good work, fellas. All right.
The following program is rated MAN. It contains real game. Learning your value as a man. Original ways to have her face in the pillow and her ass up in the air. I'm talking her knees pushed so far back, it's touching her shoulders. Touching her without touching her. Having a woman respecting your every move. Buying you gifts. Cooking and cleaning with a smile. And knowing her place at the table. So, for all you human males, cupcakes, surface dwellers, and grass-eating lions, your discretion is advised. Meaning, if you don't like the truth, go find a show that helps you cuddle, complain, and cry about women. Just get the fuck out of here.
I got the man mindset, my ass. I got the man mindset, my set. Got so many girls on deck, cause I got the man mindset. Let's go. When it come to dating, ain't nobody better. Giving you the insight, being hella honest, honest, teaching you the game. Just like that, time to connect with the man mindset. Have fun, gotta come and learn with a real one. Hosted by Steve the Dean Williams. Get everybody talking when you step in the building. Showing men how to pull women, go get them like. There's really no situation you can't handle. Believe Steve giving you all the answers. When it come to dating, talking and texting. Keep the conversation hella interesting. And it don't matter if you're married or single. He's showing you the game, giving you the insight. You gotta be smooth, keep it cool, that's right. So the next day, you sure to have a good night. Ain't no hesitating, time to level up. You think you a player? Well, it's time to be a better one. Need to check Steve, that is who you need. Got you pulling ladies so fast, you wouldn't believe. That's right, so tell me if you ready. We gon' get it poppin', ain't no doubt about it. You be dating with so many options, cause you know you got it. So fly, so fresh, yes. This is the man mindset.
It is game. Well, wait a minute, I don't think you motherfuckers are listening. I said, it is game time!
All right. All right. What's going on, everybody? It's your boy, the Dean. Class is in session. It's the Man Mindset Show, man. We got a good show for you today. Welcome, everybody, to in. Everyone that's coming in, everyone that's going to be listening to this thing later on, just give you all a shout out. Hope everything's good. All the chat room dogs want to say what's up to y'all guys. Y'all know the rules. Y'all know the deal and all this other stuff. I welcome all you guys in with open arms. All the ladies out there that's listening, how you ladies doing? I want to let you know we have a, I'm working on something new for you. So check that out. The erotic thing. I know y'all like that shit. But as always, guys, this is a show for men. This is a show that shows you things that are totally different from the outside day, okay? The world is, okay? And we will discuss that. So what we want you guys to do, as always, there's a few things we want to do. And we're going to add something new. We're going to add something new today. And we're going to continue to do this forever. But wait, I forgot. Oh, shout out. Wait, where that? Right there. The 179. Shout out to you. We want to say shout out to you guys on that day. Much love to you. Y'all broke the record. Y'all set the bar. Now, the bar is going to remain there until it gets beat. But also out there for a lot of you guys out there, what I want to say for all you guys out there, I always ask you guys, please go ahead, get your crayons out. Get your notebooks out. Go ahead and take notes. If you're talking to a woman and you don't know what she's saying, you have problems, put a W in there. We got you. We're the only ones that break the game down this way. If you have a text message, you're talking to a woman, you're texting her, you don't know what's going on, you need to get things going, put a T in there. We got you as well. And always put a Q in there. You got you. And if you want to call in, the lines are open, 563-999-3030. 256. Do want to say something to all my dogs out there, all my guys. If y'all see, if you see below me, I guess right here, we're close. So all my guys out there, and for if you're just joining, it's like, well, why is that motherfucker in the corner right there? Well, let me just show y'all guys. What we want to do is, because I need to exercise and I'm an old motherfucker, is that I'm going to set up my virtual Oculus reality where I'm going to box, shoot, kill, ride my bike and all this stuff. But while I am doing that, we're going to have it set up where you're going to be a part of that. And also you'll be able to ask questions about the game while I am playing games. So it's game within game. So that's what's going on. So I just wanted to make sure that y'all guys see that. Y'all guys, if you want to be a part of that, you will see that once you see all that bullshit that I'm doing, the shooting and all that other stuff, whatever you see, just go to twitchtv.manmindset. That's all you got to do. And go ahead and follow. And then once we get everything together, when we go live, you will be able to be in the virtual reality chat room as well. That's the only place I'll be able to see to answer questions. So that's why I'm setting it up like that, guys. So I just want to let you know that's why I'm setting it up that way. So guys, if y'all have questions, we will go ahead and we will post the questions in there. But there's something I wanted to say. I want to say to you guys. I forgot to tell you. See, you know, when we do shows, okay. And this is something I thought about around, it was about 3 something in the morning this morning. I was thinking about this. You know, I'm always talking to you guys. Like when we end the show, like every time we do a show, we always end it on a positive note about me telling you about the graveyard, me telling you about, you know, giving you some positivity when it comes to the graveyard. Well, I said to myself, you know what? Why not give them something before the show starts instead of just something after the show is over with? So I have created a creed, which is going to be in the book. It is going to be like probably the page one. It's probably like page one or page two of the book that's coming out. We'll have this creed. So I might as well go ahead and give it to you guys now and keep this thing going. So whenever we do a show, just keep showing you the creed. Keep the creed going to make sure that, you know, this is something that most of you guys can live by. So we'll play the creed for you right now, and I'll read it to you. And I'll do this every show we do. I'll read the creed because this is what I want your thinking to be about. So let's go ahead, and this is the creed right here. But what I want you guys to do is I want you guys to go in your mind. You remember I always tell you about your scribe, your government. Well, I want you to go to your dojo in your mind, the place where you relax and you have your own creed. And this is where we're going to talk about this creed right here. So you don't have to repeat after me right now. Just read along right here to the creed. And it says simply this: I am the only one of my kind. That is my truth. And I will defend that truth until my very last breath. I will challenge myself every day to be a better man. I don't fail. I learn. I will stay true to myself and not change for anyone. I will not judge myself. I will not judge women. I will not judge other men or make excuses. I am here to build my mind up, and I'm not here to explain myself to you or force you to understand me. That's your job. This is who I am today. And if you're lucky enough to keep my attention and earn my respect, you will get to meet the new me tomorrow. And that is going to be our creed from this point on. Every time we do a show, for me, but one-on-one, we're going to do this creed that I want you guys to be able to take this and use this to be a guidance point for you guys to grow as men and truly start to separate yourself from all these other surface dwellers that are trying to do harm to you guys. So we'll do that every show. And before we start, we'll do the creed as well. So we'll definitely do that. Okay. Now, if y'all guys want to call in, y'all got the number 563-999-3056. If you got a question, put a Q in there. Wait, let me grab this one question right here. Let me grab this one question right here. We got one. Let me grab this. What is a day out? What is a day out looking for women like for Stevie D? Well, here's the problem. See, when you have game, your day is a day of just living your life. If I need to get hamburger helper or I need to get more ground beef for my hamburger helper when I was hunting, I go to the store. If I need my cereal, my TV dinners, just go to the store. If I want some mall cookies, I go to the mall. If I was looking for a video game at Babbage's, it was Babbage's back then, but I would go to the mall. If I wanted to get fast food, I will go get fast food. See, I think what a lot of people understand is my day is my day. I never go out or set out to meet women. Even in the internet, even with my clients, I tell you, your day's the same. You just, I told you guys, and I'll show you. Let me see if I can give you an example. But I'll tell you a day of what we do as far as fishing online. I'll show you that because, you know, why do I keep showing that? Let me get that off. You know, I always keep showing you guys all the time that, you know, when you know game, you know how to hunt and fish. But I'll give you a prime example. And this is just one day, but this is how easy it is, especially online. A day of fishing is basically if you have an app, you got to answer because you have a lot of women because how you set your profile up. You have a lot of women hitting you up. You'll get a lot of swipes and all that other stuff. So it's just, okay, well, now she's hitting me up. Now it's time to go ahead and put my bid in. That's just how it is. A day is like when you wake up to good mornings from a bunch of women. How are you doing? When can I see you? I miss you. I love you. I care about you. Why aren't you thinking about me? When are you going to, you know, make me this, da, 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 da. So you have that. But also, while you're out there hunting and everything, I call this fishing. Now, again, the one thing I always told you guys, you know, you go, the beautiful thing about Facebook, they have groups. You know, the thing about Facebook, they have groups. And these groups, and I just got hipped on the virtual reality groups that we're going to be going into. Boy, we're going to kill it in there. Man, the women in there, oh, my God, I'm going to tell you about that today, but that's not right now. Anyway, so I would, again, example of going fishing. You know, when you're in a Facebook group or something like that, all you got to do is just talk to people and the women. Like, the fishing is making the post. Now, if any of you guys, anybody is on my Facebook page, you'll see how crazy I am. And I'm not crazy. It's just a sense of humor that women find very addictive because I make fun of myself, but I'm always taking memes and things that I find funny, and I'm always saying something funny, but also can take all that information and put it to the groups. Now, this is kind of old right here, but I just like to give you an example of fishing right here. Like, for instance, like I told you before, I went in this one group and I showed a video of a woman taking her tongue and tying up a string, and I just put game 101, and I had 66 comments out of 66 comments, maybe like 40 women. Now the 629 likes, they were at least minimum like 450, 500 just in that one. So what that did, and, you know, I'm just showing you the numbers. Again, these are just numbers that, you know, the majority were women that made the comments. And why was this important? Because this is how we, you know, men fish. So once they made the comment, that means I was on their mind for that moment of time. And, you know, at that point, I just find the one I want to talk to and just put my bid in. I mean, it's that simple. It's juggling, it's managing, it's doing a lot of things. So, you know, hopefully I was able to answer your question and everything. But, yeah, that's just how it is, man. It's just it's beautiful when you just don't go out looking for women. You just go out and do your day, and women are just drawn to you. women hitting you up on the back end. But also, you kind of, the poetry thing, you know, I would have to, even I was doing the poetry at the poetry things, I getting hits on that, and especially online. I mean, you get hit from women all over the world because, you know, I'm attached to. So I get it in different different languages and all the other stuff because they love the poetry, because they love the eroticism of it and stuff like that. So the draw-in is the easy part. It's just really for me to just make sure that everything that I'm doing and how I'm moving, it just works, you know, just how the game works. Anyway, let me ask this question. Steve, I started my puzzle. How do I create my border first without even looking at the puzzle piece? Okay, Harry, this is not like astrophysicists, all right? All you got to do, friend, okay, a puzzle has rigid edges, okay? That means that's the inside of the puzzle. But the puzzle itself has the side of it. It's going to be one side is going to be straight, all right? That's part of your border. But that's part of the patience that you must have to understand the game. Find and take your time. Don't rush it. Don't frustrate yourself. Just begin the process, okay? But guys, I got a question. Put a Q in there. I got you covered, guys. Appreciate you, Freelance Ronan. I'll go ahead and put a Q in there or a text for a text or something. And again, if it's interesting or important enough, we would definitely answer it, okay? And we can make sure we answer all your questions. Guys, y'all can call in. Y'all have the number. And let's get into the show. Now, we did talk a lot yesterday about women and stuff like that and understanding perception and understanding that when you approach or talk to a woman, you have to understand that when you are talking to her, And again, I've done this several times, and I did it with E. But I'll show you. It's one of the most weirdest things in the world. But it's something that you have to understand. And I'm the only one. Wait, I got to show y'all guys because nobody else is doing what I'm about to show you. But let me put the disclaimer out. Okay. If we become your student, do we also have to learn? Listen, Harry, listen, brother. I'm going to tell you why you shouldn't be a student, because you sound like you don't want to do any work. If you want to win the way I'm winning and see how I'm winning, either you're just going to follow the instructions and not question what the instructions are. And if you're doing this, this just might not be for you, dog. I keep telling y'all guys, this ain't for everybody. So this might not be for you. The fact that you're even asking me that, this might not be for you. So it's best you just sit and chill. You might not want to be in the game, dog, asking that silly ass shit. I mean, remember, if you don't know, my mentor told me one day, Ready Harry, he told me one day to go get a fucking cheeseburger. Go get a cheeseburger. Sure, I was like, well, what the fuck does a cheeseburger have to do with the game? But unlike you, I didn't question him. I just followed his instructions because I came in and went into a situation blind where there was a beautiful, fine-ass woman at the counter. So I just went and put my bid in at that moment. She was so bad, the managers were trying to fuck her. But see, unlike you, you're just not ready to be a student because you're questioning everything. And I'm going to explain why you are what you're doing. And a lot of you guys. So it's not your fault. It's just that this might not be for you. It just might not be for you. Okay. So let me get to another question real quick before I explain what I was saying the second year. Do women find us calling them names like sweetheart and cutie and baby doll attract? Do women find us calling them names like sweetheart? Well, see, I don't say sweetheart, cutie, and baby doll. That's fucking creepy, dude. Now, I understand if you like say sexy, but man, men don't talk that way. Now, this is very important. Oh, wait, let me put up the disclaimer real quick for y'all guys. If y'all want to call in, y'all have the number. Let me just throw the disclaimer up for you guys. No one is showing you the stuff that we're showing you. No one is breaking down game the way we're showing you the detail in what we're teaching you. So, you guys, just make sure that y'all realize 100% mine, 100% original. Nobody else, if you see it, anyone else talking about it, It's coming from us. Just please understand that. So this is what you have to understand, time. Because a lot of you guys don't understand time at all. And a lot of you guys get fucked over because of time. Okay? A lot of you guys get messed over because of time. And a lot of you guys, the reason why a lot of you guys lose confidence, this is why you lose confidence. This is why you have fear and anxiety. But hopefully, now listen, if you take what I showed you last night, when the woman perceives you based off of her thought process, okay? Based off of her thought process, okay? All right? Now, this is very important to understand right here. And the reason why I'm showing you this is because this right here, when you can understand, or excuse me, overstand this, you shouldn't ever feel a certain way when a woman says that she's not interested, or if she has an attitude, or if she ignores you. You must overstand this right here, because once you can overstand this, You have to just, okay, like I told you, with a woman, she is, her mind and her belief system, her mind is a combination of her past, whatever her past is. So number one, we have to take that into account. Okay? You have to take that into account, number one. Then you have to take this into account. Add this to what I showed you yesterday, and you should understand that maybe you just came in at her in the wrong time. Time is a tricky thing, but like I told you before, now to understand this, I'm going to say it again, to connect this, okay? To connect this. When you are talking to a woman, not only is there no trust, we talked about that before. We also just talked about yesterday that whatever you are is going to go through a filter of her past. Every woman has a different past. Now, the third thing real quick is time. So these three things are not what you should feel worried about, is just something that you have to accept. Because let me explain to you. I explain to you. There are times that I would talk to a woman and she would turn me down, but she could probably see a nerdy guy and talk to him over me because of what I'm about to show you. See, most of you guys just don't understand time and the rules of time. Now, again, I told you, there's no trust in the beginning for all of us, number one. We all have that in common. We also have in common that when we meet her, we are meeting a woman that is going to filter us through her past, okay? So that's two things that we have in common. And the third thing is this, and I'm going to use my dog Freelance Ronin in this motherfucker. I'm going to use four people. So I will use I'm going to use D. I'm going to use Freelance Ronin. I'm going to use Lethal. And I'm going to use motherfucking Universal. I'll just use some of these. Okay, so I'm going to show y'all. So what I'm saying is, and that most of you guys don't understand, is that you don't understand time. And you don't understand what is going on in her life at that time. So you've got to take in these things to overstand. Now, these things are happening before you meet her, okay? Before you meet her, no trust. Before you meet her, her perception of you is based off of her filter of her past. But now, time, meaning when you meet her on this clock, based on what's happening to her before you meet her, added to her filter and added to her trust and thinking she has value and all this other stuff, is going to give you the result of her saying, yes, I'm interested in you, no, I'm not interested in you, not talking to you, or ignoring you. All these things play a factor. No one talks about this. Now, remember, there's not one motherfucker on YouTube talking about this. But I'm here, and hopefully by listening to what I'm about to tell you, because we got to get into the show, but what I'm telling you, let me check the phone lines real quick. Our lines are open. By what I'm about to tell you, you shouldn't be so hard on yourself. If you can just accept what it is I'm saying to you guys out here, if you can accept that she feels that she has value and she doesn't trust all of us, we all fall in the same lump, and also based on what you say is going to go through her filter of her past relationships and everything that has happened to her, and also time. Because freelance, hey, Tyler, I mean, any of the guys, any universe, any Lethal, any of these guys. Any of these guys can meet a woman on any point of time. And each one of these gentlemen are going to get a different result. They're going to get a different result. And see, what a lot of people, or most people don't even tell, see, they don't break it down this way. They just say, well, you know what? She rejected you. But did she really reject you? Did she really reject you? And that's, I want y'all guys to think about what I'm saying. Did she really reject you? Or was it because somewhere in time, something happened to her before you even met her that put her in such of a mood, in such of a way where maybe she just didn't want to talk to you at that time? See, so many of you guys out there, I'm just gonna grab Dangerous Russ and Freelance Ronan. I'm using these two guys right there. Okay. So if Freelance Ronan meets a woman at 9, and let's say the Dangerous Russ meets her at 3, okay, two different times. These two motherfuckers are two bad motherfuckers with mouthpieces. They get women. But if these two guys spoke to the same woman at two different times, these two guys are going to get two different responses based on whatever happened to her or what's happening to her before they even meet the woman, guys. So it's not necessarily, what I'm trying to tell you guys, it's not your fault if she's not interested in you. It's not your fault. Well, there is fault. Let me take that back, because it's fault through the filter. Your filter is going to fuck most of you up. But the reason I'm using Russ and Freelance, because they got game, so they're going to be fine through the filter. It's just the time is going to fuck them up, because they're not doing anything wrong. It's just time. So let me explain what I'm saying. They know when they meet a woman, they already know about the trust thing. So they bypass that. They already know how to put their bid in with a woman. So they're already bypassing through that filter, meaning that she's never melted on board. So there's a little excitement there. But maybe time is the thing that stops these two men. And time on a Monday. Wait, listen. Time from 3 to 9 is different, but time to 3 to 9 on Monday is totally different from time to 3 to 9 on a Tuesday. Even though the clock hits the same twice a day, time plays a role. This is why we tell you game is always moving. Things are always happening all the time that most of you young men don't even understand. I'm trying to slow this down before we get into the show to show you guys how it works. Because I can say Freelance and the Dangerous Russ Monday at 9 and 3. Then I can say Lethal and Tyler at 9 and 3 on Tuesday are going to get two different reactions from that same woman. Four guys, one woman. But everything's in common is we're rolling in a time. Now, that their time, Freelance and Russ, is a Monday time. Tyler's and Lethal's are a Tuesday time. And even within that time, it's still a difference from a 3 and a 9. I hope y'all guys don't – I hope I hope I'm not going over y'all heads. I hope I'm not going over your heads with this. That's why I'm trying to slow it down. Let me take the lines real quick because we got a lot to talk about. But I hope I'm not trying to do that. No, Tyler, it doesn't matter if she's A to A or A to B because whether she's sitting down. Tyler, we're not looking at the action. See, Tyler, you're looking at action A to A, A to B. What I'm saying is that doesn't matter. This supersedes the A to A, A to B. The filter supersedes the A to A and A to B. But Tyler, the reason why you're okay is because you're going to pass the first thing of understanding the trust thing. You're going to get past the filter. You're fine. There's nothing wrong with you, freelance, or all you guys. There's nothing wrong with you guys. It's just when you are in time is what is going to be the determination of putting your bid in and being successful or just floating the fuck off and moving on to the next person. Because we don't know what's happening in time. So remember, what is going on in her life can also play a huge role. So even though you have game, it doesn't mean you're going to get all the women, guys. This is what I tell you. All the motherfuckers got game. Don't get them all, and I'm going to try and explain to you why. Because there are moments in time that things happen to women based on the thing that happens to the woman, based on how it affects her emotionally, it's going to have a domino effect that adds on to the filter that makes her make the decision if she wants to talk to you because she's feeling good about herself. That's what I'm, D-Dog. D, I can't stand you, dog. You're always taking the words out of my motherfucking mouth, but you're 1,000% right. That's what we're trying to tell you. Most of you guys are so busy taking it personally, but we're going to talk about why. We're going to break that down, why. But what I'm trying to tell all you guys out there, if you overstand what I'm showing you, you should never take it personally when a woman says no. You can never take it personally if she's not interested in you, because if you can understand what I'm showing you, because nobody's showing you this, if you can understand what I'm showing you, it has nothing to do with you. Now, with that being said, let me pause for a second because I want to keep it all the way real. See, for a lot of you guys, see, the guys that have game are going to get through phase one and two. Now, if you don't have game, where the majority of you guys fuck up is that you meet a woman the first time, all you want to do is take her straight to your house. So you automatically lose. You don't even get to two and three. You automatically lose at one because the desperation, the neediness, and the creepiness of what you are automatically gets you null and void by when you first talk to her. Most of you surface dwellers will lose in phase one because you are going to place a judgment on that woman. That's phase one. You've already lost phase one. Some of you guys recognize and stop placing judgment, but where you fail in phase two is that you're not who you are. You're somebody else. So you're pretending to be somebody else, and once that goes through her filter, she'll recognize that you have no experience. So a lot of you guys fail in phase one and two. So I hope y'all can see what I'm showing y'all on this. Y'all do that, okay? All right? Okay? So, but, hey, champ, wait, hold on, time out. Champion Mind says, so fucking what? Who gives a fuck with you? So what? You still a surface dwelling, motherfucker. Who gives a fuck about your money and what the fuck you doing, dog? I don't know why. Dog, listen. I know you're new here, champion, and I appreciate you here, but, man, please get the fuck off with that bullshit surface dwelling fucking shit. We ain't on no surface dwelling shit, man. You're supposed to be getting your fucking money together and all that other shit. But don't come in here and act like you better than everybody because you doing some surface dwelling shit, man. Chill the fuck out, man. Chill out, man. I'm trying to teach y'all some shit. Anyway, I'm sorry, guys. Here we go. Let's get back to what I'm saying. Like I was saying before, guys, A lot of you guys are going to lose in phase one because a lot of you guys place judgments on women. You automatically deem them sluts and whores and all that other stuff, and you find them easy, and you talk to them like they're sluts and they're whores. So a lot of you guys lose in phase one. The phase two guys where you lose at is because you are not an original. Even though you're original by your fingerprint, your behaviors are not lined up with your actions and your thoughts and your mouthpiece. And once it goes through her filter, she filters you out to be someone who doesn't have game and who is terrible in the bedroom. So you automatically lose in that, okay? So what I'm saying is this, okay? Wait. Cody, hold on. We'll answer your question in one second. Let me finish the last thing. The third thing is this. Now, this is where, listen, gentlemen, the best of the best. I'm talking about guys that have game, guys that are great in bed, guys that can pull women. I'm going to show you that we don't always get them because of this, the third phase. It's the third phase that is based on what happens in her life before we run into her is going to be the determination. Now, when you're good enough and they're having a bad day, yeah, you the smooth ones can kind of smooth it over. They have more of a 50-50 shot, okay? Wait a second. Let me stop. Wait, hold on. Did he say something stupid? Let me see what he said, okay? Steve is smiling and laughing too much. Not bad boy. Some more bordering and mysterious, laughing and smiling too much, clownish, not a bad boy. Yeah, Cody, this ain't Cody. Yeah, no problem. Yeah, Cody. Cody, this ain't for you, buddy. Listen, you can just be in here, but Cody, I would, out of respect, just sit and watch, and if you don't like it, please leave this. I'm only going to say this once to you. If you say anything else, I'm going to just ban you because you're taken away from the lesson, and I can't stand surface dwellers that talk about shit they don't know shit anything about, especially they don't have any game. So Cody, I say this with love, please shut your fucking ass up or take your bitch ass on. Say something, I'll just block you. So block me before I block you. But you open your fucking mouth again, watch what I do. Bet the bank on that, bitch. Now, I'm sorry guys, I apologize. So what I'm saying is this, okay? Hold on. Let me. All right, Cody. Good luck in your endeavors, man. This ain't for you. Take care, buddy. Take care. You got to get rid of them. I'm trying to get you guys together, man. We can't sit here and try to talk to people that just don't want to know. They don't want to learn. We just move on. Yes, Coach Justin. Factors out of your control, and that's what I'm trying to tell you about time. When you meet her, there are certain things that are happening in her life. That doesn't mean she's not interested in you. It means there are things that are happening in her life that she's thinking about, and she might not be thinking about a relationship. She might be thinking about trying to get to know you better. So you can't take what is going on seriously, and we're going to talk more about that today on why, okay, why that happens. But we're not going to push and talk about what's going on with the woman. I just wanted to graze on this information right here because it's something that no one talks about and no one discusses. Nobody talks about it and nobody discusses what it is I'm showing you right now. But what I'm saying to those young men out there, now you should have a clear understanding on that part of why it is things are not working for you. Most of you guys will never get, most of you surface dwellers are not going to get past one and two. And if you're lucky enough to get past one and two when you're with the big boys, it still doesn't mean you're going to get the girl or the woman, excuse me, because we don't know what's happening in their life. I just show you real quick. Maybe between 12 and 3, something good happened in her life. And whoever meets her at 3 o'clock, when something good happens between at 12 and 3, your chances are greater than a guy that meets you between 6 and 9 where something bad happened, an argument with her mother. She lost her cat, lost her job. Something happened in her life that has her emotional feeling some kind of way and to a point where she doesn't want to talk to anybody. So this is something that a lot of you guys have to try and hopefully overstand what I'm saying. But, gentlemen, if y'all want to call in, y'all have the number. The lines are open if y'all want to call in. This is the Man Mindset. I'm the Dean. See, most of you guys don't understand why game is so important. This is what we're going to be talking about today. Because the thing about game is that game, and when you are a man, which is kind of one and the same, and standing on your square and knowing who you are and developing a mindset to be able to not only express who you are to women, but also be able to translate that you have confidence. And this is very important. You're not comfort, but you're talking where she can feel that you can give comfort in a mental, emotional, and physical way. Because the man that knows himself is one with himself, and he is never ashamed of who he is. And that's why I created, that's why we did the creed in the beginning of the show that we'll do every day now. That's why we're creating that. So you, if you live by those simple words I'm showing you, it should open your eyes to see that the value will always be for you. But for a lot of you young men out here, again, because a lot of you young men are emotional, are feminine, and have mommy in you, just like a woman, your mind does something different than a normal man's mind, because your mind, because you're on the emotional versus the logic, is that you will always tie in what happens bad to you through how you feel, or your five senses, how you feel. When you see a woman and you feel nervous, you feel like you're scared or worried, or you don't know what to say, you don't know what to do, when you feel things, okay, when you feel things, this is where the mind is really fucking you up. But let me get to Harry. Harry, what you got here? Would you say that the best women don't really show interest in guys? Harry, okay, Harry, listen to me. I appreciate the questions. But, Harry, you've been listening to me too long to be asking me this fucking shit. You've been listening to me too long to be asking me this stupid fucking shit, my brother. I've been talking about the judgments. Why do you give a fuck with the best woman if she shows interest or not? Why the fuck do you care? Come on, man. Why do you think I tell you, Harry, to get your fucking notebook out and take notes? Because if you're doing it the right way, you're not asking me this stupid-ass shit, man. Come on, man. Get your lay off your lazy fucking ass. Get you a goddamn notebook and take notes. Don't ask me no stupid shit like this. Don't ask me anything like this again, man. I'm going to have to kick you out, man, because I hate motherfuckers that I hate surface dwellers that don't fucking want to learn shit, because you're holding up the class with that stupid ass question, man. Come on. Another question here. Yes, absolutely. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, man. Hey, bro. She broke my heart. I was 14. She was 25. Killed me. I talk about it in master bedroom, but it was the best thing that ever happened to me. Killed my heart. Oh, man. Crying like a bitch. Couldn't sleep. Couldn't eat. Toss and turn. Sat by the telephone. Holding on to pillows. Listening to sad songs. Oh, man. I was. Hey, but you know what? Best thing that ever happened to me. Because once she taught me that part of the game, I became unstoppable. I finally understood what the drug of an addiction and a habit is. And once I learned it, or I had to learn it the hard way, but once I learned it, I realized it was like ripping out of a new shell, realizing that every woman I fuck with is going to feel what the fuck I just felt. And it's not to be vindictive and mean and shit. It's that I always tell you, I don't want her to like me. I don't want her to be interested in me. I don't want her to be attracted to me. I don't want her to love me. I want her addicted. I want to be the habit and the addiction. because I know what it was like. And then when I learned the power, when I learned through the pain of the lesson of what I'm going to do to them, oh my God, I entered what is called not confidence, but I entered a realm called sexual confidence, because I knew what I can do to them. I knew the tools that I had in me, that every woman that I met, that not only after I get done with them, the pussy will always be mine. I don't care if she's married, relationship, the pussy will always be mine, because I learned a great lesson in the pain. So I will answer your question. Yes, absolutely. Yes, absolutely, man. Absolutely. It was great. It was great. It was a beautiful thing. But let me continue. Let me tell you. Well, here's the thing. No, the thing is, and this is the thing I always tell Russ, this is what I always say. Listen, every young boy is going to get his heart broken. Not to say he's going to be in love with her, but he's going to get his heart broken. He doesn't have to be in love like Danger's saying, but he can have strong feelings for somebody. Every man gets his heart broken one time. It is what you do in that moment that's going to define you. Because a lot of you guys get your heart down. Now, again, remember, my heartbreak was at 14. I had women before that. It was just what I was learning and being taught. All my master the bedroom aficionados, y'all know what I'm talking about. So I met someone that taught me the master the bedroom. I didn't know about that shit before. Once I learned that, yeah. But no, every young man, that's it. You know, I met her at 13, but I got heartbroken at 14. But, you know, I was messing with girls since I was little and shit. So, and not only messing with girls, man, I mean, the great thing about having sisters is when they have slumber parties, and, you know, my mother had to go sleep in the living room and shit, and then sleep on the couch, man, the girls would come in, and, you know, they would touch me, rub on me, suck me, kiss me. I was like a little toy to these girls. So I'm not complaining. It was great. It was all everything I'm telling you, it was great. It was the best. If y'all never had older sisters and they had sleepovers and what they call slumber parties back then, oh my God, it was not even, you just laying in a bed, you just like, oh, I'm just sleeping on the couch, lay on the couch. Then a girl just comes up and just starts kissing on me and starts touching me and whatever. And lesson learned. I remember I was in the bathroom about to take a shower. One went in there, took her clothes off. But I mean, I didn't have sex. Remember, I admit it. I told you guys at 9 when I was naked with an older chick, like a babysitter type joint, I was so nervous I couldn't get my dick hard. So I'm not ashamed of that, but that's what happened. But I lived, guys. Don't think I ain't lived. But, yeah, I did some shit. I did some shit. So I just want to let you know. But let me continue. Guys, I got a question. Go ahead and ask. But we're going to get into what we're talking about. But what I'm saying to guys, and y'all got a question, please put a Q in there. I got y'all covering all this other stuff. But what a lot of men just miss, okay, because they don't understand how the mind either is going to work for you or your mind is going to work against you, okay? See, the problem with a lot of you surface dwellers, the reason why you are not your authentic self is because you're trusting your greatest enemy. Your greatest enemy is not women. Your greatest enemy isn't even the guys that tell you to do all that red pill bullshit. They're not even the enemy. They're false prophets. But the enemy is the one that is leading you to your doom, leading you away from you by telling you that this is the way. It's kind of like the Mandarin. This is the way, right? You know, I love the Mandarin. Y'all, fuck, I'm a big ass kid. But this is the way, right? But his way is not your way. his way is the lie to hold you back from your, for you evolving. You can't evolve because it's the voice in your head that tells you, you think he's your best friend. He has wiggled his ass in your life to a point where you actually trust the thoughts that you have and you think they're true. But his job, when you are not at your core, is to keep you away from your core by self-sabotaging you, by telling you to follow and do things that have nothing to do with growing you, but it has more to do with, you know, gentlemen, harming you and holding you back and holding you back. It's the same guy. And look, wait, guys, are you ready? I'm going to use an example. We just kicked somebody out of the room. And the sad part was, and this is deep, guys, listen. I didn't kick Cody out of the room. Cody didn't get banned. And it wasn't Cody. Think about what I want y'all to think, because, guys, hey, freelance, I'm just doing this now before you even got me, freelance. Listen to what I'm saying. I just banned a guy named Cody out of the room. But I didn't ban Cody. I didn't ban Cody. What I did was I banned the person that's in control of Cody. Because while we're teaching class, that person was whispering in Cody's ear saying that, why are you listening to that short black guy? What can he teach you? He doesn't know anything. Let's go ahead and disrupt the class and let's stop them. See, that's what I'm seeing. Guys, if you ever saw Kevin Costner's, what was that movie with Kevin Costner, Mr. Robertson? If you watch Mr. Robertson, it's that. If you ever watch Kevin Costner's Mr. Robertson, where he's like a fucking killing, say, a very technical killer, might I add. But who was controlling his thought? When he's driving in his car, who was in the back seat telling him what he should do versus what? Guys, this is what I'm saying. Hey, freelance, I'm trying to catch him before it flies, brother. Listen to me. We're getting deep here. We're getting deep. Because people don't teach you game on this level. So many of you guys just don't understand, why am I losing? You're losing because you're being taught to lose. But it's not you. And I know this sounds crazy. It's not you. It's you, but it's not you. He looks like you. Damn, he could be the damn near carbon copy of you. But your biggest mistake was not trusting the core of you. Your biggest mistake was not believing in you. And when that day came, when you stopped believing in yourself, I don't know when that day was. Okay? Hey, P, just get to the man mindset. Send me a message. I got you. Just get to the man mindset. Send me a message. And I got you. But listen to me. What I'm saying to all y'all, I need y'all to understand this, because I know people don't talk to you this way. Because there's so much on the surface, they're talking about everything else but what needs to be talked about. Right now, for the majority of you guys, you are not actually in control of your life. Now, let me show you how he works. because the chess moves that he makes are just like Mona Lisa. It's beauty. It's beauty. When you're looking for your keys, he's got your back. Hey, your keys are over there. You know how you say to yourself, damn, where my fucking keys at? Damn, where'd I put my keys? You know what he's the first one to do? He's the first one to say, hey, remember last night when you came home? You left your keys in the other pair of jeans, buddy. Go get them. And we say, you're right. Go get your jeans. So what you do is you begin to trust them. See, oh, wait, hold on. Wait, let's slow it down. Freelance, I know. Let's slow it down. Hold on a second. I don't think y'all just, hold on, man. We got, let me check the lines real quick. Let me bring in 281 real quick, and I got you. Because I don't think y'all understand the game that's just we brought to the table. Let me grab 281 real quick. 281, how can I help you, sir? What's up?
What's good, Unc? So I'm listening to what you're saying about,
yes,
like, about how the person that we try to be, that's not really us, but probably,
yes,
like a voice that's in our head, like from what we learn from our past selves or whatever.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
What I'm trying to figure out is how do you, like, honestly find yourself, like find your true self?
Well, the order, great question, 281. But here lies the problem. Are you watching the show now, or I just, while I'm talking, you can mark it. Okay, just mark while I'm talking to you. Mark at 1 hour, 1 minute. Just mark 101 while I'm talking to you that I'm showing everybody else, all right? So let me say, that's going to be, all right, let me show you this shit. It's this simple right here, of all you guys looking right here. Okay, here's the problem. You can't reach your core when he has created layers of lies and bullshits over the year. Everything that you believe, and again, I'm not judging you for listening to, if you listen to Red Pill shit or you listen to something that took you away from yourself, because that's how he set you up. But whatever you thought was your truth at the time. So when you, if any of you guys thought there was a hypergamous woman, okay, that's a layer. Be on your purpose is a layer. No fap, layer. Fucking high value man, status. All those things are what we call it. Those are layers, okay? So in order to get to your core, you must go through these layers. And what happens is a lot of guys may get to one or two layers and they give up because they say, shit, this is hard fucking work. I fuck this, I give up. Does that make any sense, 281?
Yeah, it's making sense.
Yeah, so it's listen, that's why you need coaching and you need to learn game, because we got to get through the layers, right? We got to get through the layers. And once we can get through the layers, oh shit, let me do this shit again. Hold on a second. Let me show you something. Hold on. Let me show you how this shit works. Let me give y'all an example. All right, watch this shit. Hold on. Let me show you. This is bad drawing and shit. Once you get through the layers, then you, the seed, okay? You, the seed, comes through the ground, right? The game, the sun, or these are clouds, water, excuse me, clouds and water feed the seed, and the seed then grows, because then the seed is rooted in self. Y'all see how that works? You see, I'm just drawing some shit. You got to look at what I'm saying. What I'm saying is that we've got to dig down to get to core. But once we're at core, doesn't mean you're still going to find yourself. What finds you once we down to core, it's the game in which you learn about yourself. That's your sunlight. That's your water that feeds the seed, that allows the seed to grow. You see what I'm saying? The seed grows, and then when the seed breaks the ground, guess what? He's already rooted. You're already rooted in your standard, and then you grow. You see what I'm saying? Does that make any sense? So, okay. So you have any other questions before I continue, brother?
No, I appreciate you breaking that down for me, man. I really do.
All right, respect to you, brother. Thank you, Gary. Great call. I appreciate the call, man. Respect to you. All right, we'll get back. Now, listen to me. This is very important to listen to, okay? Hold on 1 second. Just ask the question. I lost my job 30 years because I messed around with my manager. I don't. Okay, what's your advice? I don't understand. What is your advice? What's your question? I can't answer you if you don't ask a question. Now, listen to me, okay? Listen to me. This is very important. I say to all my dogs out here, listen to me. This is very important. What he does, please get your crayons out. Get your crayons out. And what we'll do, because I care about you guys, what we're going to do, we'll do it every hour. Every hour, because I want y'all to be indoctrinated in this every hour. Every hour. We'll probably do it too. Now, guys, what I want you to do is take a moment and go into the dojo in your mind. Go into the dojo in your mind and begin to talk to the core of you and begin to create your creed. That's what we're going to do every hour. I got you. And your creed is just this. I am the only one of my kind. That's my truth, and I will defend that truth until my very last breath. I will challenge myself every day to be a better man. I do not fail. I learn. I will stay true to myself, and I will not change for anyone. I will not judge myself. I will not judge women. I will not judge other men or make excuses. I am here to build my mind up. I'm not here to explain myself to you or force you to understand me. That's your job. This is who I am today. And if you're lucky enough to keep my attention and earn my respect, you will get to meet the new me tomorrow. We're going to hit y'all with that. I told you guys, we get deep over here. I got y'all. It's your creed. We're going to keep pushing that to you. Because in order for you to change, you got to believe in yourself. And everything I'm saying here is not for me. This is not a cult. This is not me trying to get you to change your language. I'm trying to get you to find yourself by how you talk to yourself. But let me break this down, because this is very important right here, because a lot of guys don't talk about or discuss what it is I'm showing you. Now, the mind, or him, he can be fear, lack of confidence, no self-worth, no self-identity, you name it. He can be all these things. The thing that he's got to do first in order to get you to start to trust him is he has got to show you a level of, I got you covered. You can trust me. And how does he do this? See, I got to go with the keys. I'll go with several things. How many times have you lost your keys and you ask yourself where your keys are, and then that voice in your head breaks down last night and goes over the film last night and say, you know, you left your keys in your jacket. How many times have you wanted something and he is like your best friend? Man, you know what? Hey, there's a lot of traffic on the corner of Delta and Scary Perry. So why don't we take a left by Harry, take two rights to hit 900, and then once we hit Russ, we're going to be okay, and we're going to be safe to work. He'd be like, yeah, okay, I'm going to do that. How many times has he had your back and he has told you exactly what you need to know to earn your trust? That means 99% of your life he's showing you, I got your back. I'm your buddy, man. Hey, look, I know where the keys are at. You looking for the remote control? Hey, you remember you was over there jerking off? You put the remote control under the couch. It's under the couch, but you're like, damn, it is under the couch. Damn, man, you know what? We running out of this. Why don't we go to this? He has your back in 99% of the things, because what he's doing is he's showing you can trust me. Come on, man. It's just you and me versus the world. Hey, look, haven't I had your back in all these things? Then come on, trust me. Look, who wants to know their last name? You know, why would you want to grow? Hey, you know what? Whoa, look at that. What is pumpernickel? Whoa, wait a second. Hold on, wait, let's check. hey, this guy might be on something. This guy has 500,000 subscribers. So he's got to know. Wait, we never heard of this. This is brand new because how, people think there's nothing new under the sun. That's bullshit. What he's saying, listen to what he's saying. Change our name into Pumpernickel? Start speaking like Pumpernickel? The Pumpernickel of women? You know, you can't get a woman because of Pumpernickel? You're never going to grow because of Pumpernickel? Oh, my God. Look, this is the best thing since sliced bread. Let's do it. I mean, come on. Look at the numbers. I mean, come on. Have I let you down before? And that's the moment. And he's got you. You see, gentlemen, the bait was him helping you in 99% of your life. The hook was you trusting him. And when you begin to trust him, you allowed him to dictate how you move, okay? How you move. I haven't heard that song, no. I haven't heard that song, no. But if y'all got questions, I got that, okay? If y'all got questions, go ahead and ask. Put a Q in there. I got y'all covered. Y'all want to call in, I got you covered. We're going to break this down. I got y'all, guys. Listen to me. I'm just using Pumpernickel. So what they'll do is say, well, look at this. Well, you know what? Wow, look at him. Look what he's saying. Wow, he's saying that, you know what? Wow. You know what? Be on your purpose to get that Pumpernickel. Pumpernickel states that you got to, wow, get that nice corner off. Hey, let's do that. And then when you get in front of a girl and it's go time, what does he say? Come on, man. You know, you remember years ago, back in 1812, you talked to that girl and she turned you down. Oh, man, you're going to look like a fool. Don't do it. You don't look stupid. Don't go over there and talk to her. Remember what Pumpernickel said? Man, they ain't shit anyway. Think about it. You talk to her, man. Not only is she going to take your sperm, she's going to take your heart, your lungs, and everything. Remember what Pumpernickel said? And you don't want to talk to her, man. Remember what he said, that they're evil. They're dangerous. They're terrible. Just leave her alone. Leave her alone because all she's going to do is take you for what you got, Pumpernickel way. What you guys do is you begin to believe what he's saying because 99% of everything he's done, he was there to win your trust over. But now you trust him in everything. You trust him in telling you how to be to a point where once he knows he has control over the car, okay? Over the car, okay? Hold on a second, Sonic. I'll ask the question 1 second. Once he has control of you, like the car, okay? All right? The reason, Nick, it has live recording on 1215 because we added 179 likes on 1215. So what I do is I want to acknowledge the record. They own the man mindset. This is the record. 179 is the record. So whenever the record is broken, we're going to take that shit down and we're going to put the new one up and I'll acknowledge it every day. So I want to honor those men on 1215 who loved and appreciated the show so much that they liked it to a point where they crashed the record. So I'm just paying homage, love, and respect to those men on that day that felt that what I was doing with some real shit, and they appreciate it, okay? That's all, brother. It's all good. No, but let me finish, okay? That's all finished. Let's keep going. So what I'm saying is that, and I'll answer your questions in 1 second, but once he had control, he took control. He doesn't want you, no one wants you at your core. I don't understand. I don't know how many ways I can tell you. Nobody wants you at your core. They even said it in the Tudors. Always tell the king what he should do, not what he could do. Because if a lion learned his own strength, there would be no man that can stop him. Nobody wants you to learn your strength. You're not supposed to. Valentine's Day shows that you're not supposed to learn your own strength. Christmas, we're still in sucker me season. Next up, tax time. They're going to get you in tax season. because they don't want you to learn you. By learning your strengths, they have no control. Listen, the advertisers, media, they have no control over you. But the women, where they fear the most, is losing control around you. See, women love the control that they have with the makeup and the eyeliner shit that I said last night. They love that control. But the one thing they don't want to give up is losing control and their instinct. Like, going back to fucking nature, the thing that kicks in when a woman sees a real pipe hitting motherfucker, they want to procreate with that motherfucker. No matter how much they fucking find him unattractive, no matter how much they hate how the motherfucker looks, no matter how much money he has or doesn't have, there's something in them that is attracted to, which is an uncontrollable force that, like I told you gentlemen before, that supersedes all the time. I keep showing y'all the one thing, it supersedes the mindset. It is the one thing, because when the behavior and the emotion come into play with any woman, it will always supersede and override the belief system, and they don't want, nobody wants that, because right now the world is fine. The world is perfect. Well, not saying perfect, but the economy is moving along. Suckers buy dinners, men fuck. Suckers buy flowers, men fuck. Suckers do sucker shit, and men fuck. That's just how it is. But for all you guys, like I said, we're not a threat. We're not a threat. Okay? We're not a threat. And the reason why we're not a threat is because we are so very few. We're not fucking with things that if we were to fuck with those things, shit will happen to those that y'all don't understand how deep they say they leave us alone because we're so small. We're small. Men, that's why I keep telling you, men are far and few. Being a man is a rare, it's like fossil fuel. It's very, very rare. And the way society has created it is that only men are just slowly coming here and there. It will never, the world will never be in a situation where they're always, where men are going to dominate. Those days are gone. So men are the extinct. Men are the ones that are shunned and all other stuff because no one can control the man, okay? Okay? No. You got it wrong. No, see, hold on, champion. Wait. You're missing the fucking point. Without YouTube, you would never get the information you're getting right now, brother. You might get it through a podcast if they're podcasting. But YouTube is doing its thing, but YouTube is leaving us alone. Why do you think YouTube pushes the algorithm of the sucker? Why do you think YouTube pushes the algorithms of pills and plates and things like that? You got to look beyond your fucking thinking, man. Because you don't understand who they're working in conjunction with. If we can declaw and defang these young men and send them into Serengeti, they're always going to be food to women, which means they're always going to shell out a dollar for the fucking economy. Thank, motherfucker. Thank, man. Come on, man. Let's go right here. So let's say here. Thank you for the $20 super chat. Appreciate you right there. Sonic, I don't answer questions like that. I answer important questions. Let me keep going. Let's see here. Let me get this one. Let me see. You said, okay, this is what I can answer. You said, you mentioned on the recent live stream, women are the masters of the game. Did they know the game since they were born from day one? No. They didn't learn the game from day one. They recognize things. See, the thing about children, they're smarter than what you all think. All of you were, listen, all of you did that. All of you knew this. And women do the same thing. When you were a baby, you realize the only way I could communicate that I'm hungry was to do what? Cry. And when you started crying, that was a signal to your parents to get off and stop what they're doing to go in that fucking refrigerator or whatever and get that goddamn milk. But with the baby, you guys, you started to realize, but girls started to realize that I have more control because daddy loves me, you know, and yet the boys are giving me things and I don't understand why. So it's not day one. It's that all of us realize that our parents will come to our running. Hey, all we got to do is cry. And they'll either put a fucking thing in our mouth and shut us the fuck up or they'll give us something to eat. All we got to do is cry. And we realize that we can even control our parents at that time by doing what? Crying. By communicating. Crying was saying I'm either hungry or I wet myself. But that was the only way we could communicate with our parents. But what women started to realize is that they can use that communication in ways to get guys to do things for them. So it kind of spent on, but it was a very good question. Here's a, I lost my job 30 years ago. Someone reported me and my manager was messing. I don't want to kick you out, but if you're not going to ask a question, I'm going to boot you out, man. I don't have time to hear your fucking sob stories. I don't give a fuck about you that much to hear your sob stories. This is a man's space. We're not about sobs and crying. Ask your fucking question or just move on, man, please. All right. Just ask your question. But if you begin and Sonic, and this is your warnings, okay. Sonic, if you begin to ask some weird questions, you're going to leave. We don't play that, okay? We're here to learn, okay? Let me check the phone lines real quick. Okay, 407, let me bring you in before we continue. Yes, 407, what's your question, brother? How can I help?
It's Damien. I thought it was pretty interesting how you were talking about the algorithm and people saying that they don't know why. And I think, like, they really think, like, it's almost like, I don't know how to put this, but what I used to hear growing up is like, don't, when you see a group of people running towards one way, don't run the other way.
Yes.
It's almost like with the algorithm, these videos have more views than little channels like you. And it makes you wonder, should I follow the crowd or should I listen to these people who ain't got that many people listening to them? Because what the fuck are they saying compared to the majority who are sick in the mind? They're pretty fucked up in the head. You know, go to an insane asylum, you ask people, you know you're crazy. They'll be like, no. Like, that's how most of society is. So you gotta really see, see what the fuck is going on.
Yeah, here's the great thing. We have the perfect number. Our number is perfect because we're not disrupting okay, like I say, there are bigger things that are moving in motion. And if anybody fucks with something that is actually moving in motion, whatever that thing moving in motion, they're going to get rid of. They're going to do some shit. You see what I'm saying? I mean,
would you say like an agenda? Well, would you say like that move is like an agenda, right?
Well, it's not more of an agenda. It's just how it is. So they allow, keyword, allow.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense. They do. We allow things like this to happen.
They allow because the mindset of the average will never, ever want to reach their core. Think about what I'm saying. The average guy will never, so we're not a threat. We will never be a threat because the average surface dweller will, because he's in his mommy and his feelings, he will never want to get to his core. He'll never want to reach his soul. But when they hear things
about
his core,
he doesn't even know he has a core.
Or, yeah, some don't even know they have it, but some don't even want to. But that's why we're okay. We don't affect the economy. Matter of fact, if you think about it, the reason why they really don't really affect us because we're kind of like given to the economy. We're kind of like given to the economy in a sidebar way. See, when women buy us gifts, they're given to the economy. When they buy us the shoes, they buy us the dinners, they buy us the flat screen TVs, the Xboxes, and all that other stuff. They're kind of like giving them to the economy. So, the big dog is winning, period. He's going to get his money. Mm-hmm. They are. You know the families. The families that really run shit, they going to get. This is why I always call her 407. This is why I tell guys they got to watch Billions. They don't even understand. They don't even understand what's going on. They got to watch Billions this week or A House of Cards are the same thing. But it shows
Or the Hunger Games.
It just shows how intricate that the world really is behind closed doors. How it's not about who you vote for. It's not about who you vote for. It's whose pocket you grease the most. Who has the most favorites. You see what I'm saying? Even in Power, if you watch the last few episodes, not in the Thompson, but in Lil Tariq's Power, you'll realize that Lawrence Tate's character wanted to take an office position. But the only way he could get the office position is find dirt on the guy who holds the office position. Once he got the dirt on the guy, there was another guy, I don't know his name, that had so much power, that motherfucker said, hey, man, look, you just have to let that shit go and find you something else. But there are shots caller. There are so many things going on. But getting back, what we're saying is that they leave us alone. Because the world, see, there's got to be balance, right? There's always got to be balance. The world will always need men. Because the world will always need some type of protection. Because the men, like the sheep will run, right? They'll run from the burning building. They'll run from the bullets. They'll run from the cave, right? The average guy, right? But like you were saying, those that are not average, that are above average, are the ones that will go towards the bullets, towards the cave. And those are the ones that will wipe a motherfucker out quick. I mean, you see those in those hitmen shows that they will take care of business. Like No Country for Old Men. That motherfucker, Shagur, whatever that motherfucker name is. The world needs those to balance things out. We need balance. You need good, you need evil, you need men, and you need suckers. So the world is perfect the way it is, big dog. But what you're saying is perfect, man.
All right, man. That was good. That was good. I learned something from that.
All right, no doubt, man. No doubt, man. Okay, well, we'll throw you back in, man. I appreciate you, man. Okay, let me grab this other call real quick.
All right, man.
All right, thank you. Great call. 252. What's your question, brother? Guys, we'll get back to it. Get your crayons out. We'll get back to you in 1 second. 252. What's your question, brother? How can I help you?
Hey, what's up, Steve?
Yes, sir.
So while I was working today, I watched this movie called The Tinder Swindler.
Okay.
Have you seen it yet?
I've been hearing about that. I'll lock it in. I'll watch that tonight while I'm up. I'll watch it. I promise. I'll watch it tonight. I'll watch it tonight. As a matter of fact, I'll watch it. If it's good, I'll talk about that shit tomorrow. Word is bar. I'm going to watch that shit tonight for you. But what about it? What's up?
Okay, I thought it was pretty good. I was just kind of curious what your thoughts were.
I'll watch it tonight. I've been watching Billions. I'm waiting for Snowfall to drop. See, I like them hard motherfucking movies where they don't give a fuck type shit. So, or they playing mental chess and all that other stuff. Okay, so
what do you mean? What do you mean they don't give a fuck? Like, what do you mean?
Okay, so if you look at Billions, okay, if you look at Billions. Billions is great as House of Cards because it's not about the people. They don't care about the people. They're moving money. Matter of fact, the last episode of Billions I liked the most, they were showing you how much money every person made just looking off their clothes, how much their clothes cost. You know, the bald-headed bitch went to, hey, look, we got it something for the Africans. We need to get free Wi-Fi and all this other stuff. He's like, how much is it going to cost? $22 million? Okay, do it. I mean, that's how they were because he was calculating shit. But then Giamatti, the guy that's always trying to fuck over the billionaires, he found out about the internet. So what he did is he tried to fuck him over with the council or whatever, right? So what did the billionaire do? He got rid of Africa and worked with the council, right? But this is what Paul Giamatti said that everybody missed. He was so busy trying to protect the king, he didn't protect the queen, meaning that he was so busy on his tirade, he had a woman that was just as smart that he wasn't taking care of. Where the billionaire looped underneath and pulled her aside and said, hey, look, I know what you want. Come work for me. I want you to tell me what your thoughts are. giving her everything. And you look across the street. See that building? When you get done with me, we got you set up for a council or a senate position, and we got the people already ready. That's what he said for, right? So she left Giamatti's character to come, and Giamatti, at the end of that, you got to watch it, it's beauty. At the end, he's like, fuck, I was so busy protecting the king, I didn't protect the queen. And now the woman he needs the most is on the side of the billionaire now. And you got to see, it's a Mona Lisa. It's beautiful. But that's game. It's game in that. All with you, if you just watch it, watch the last episode of Billions on Showtime. It's game, okay? It's game.
All right.
Yeah, you got to watch.
Yeah,
you get a chance
to watch it. I'll watch Billions in what's it called, House of Cards or something. I'll watch that.
Yeah, yeah. Oh yeah, on Netflix. Netflix House of Cards. Yes. Netflix House of Cards and for Versailles. Versailles. House of Cards, Versailles. Versailles for how kings move. You'll see how kings move. But House of Cards, you'll see what is. You'll see what is. Because Kevin Costner's character is running nothing but game. He started, when you watch the beginning episode, he's in the crowd, right, at the presidency, right? He's at an inaugural president, you know, they're voting the president in, right? Or they give the inauguration or whatever, right? He's in the crowd. But he's slowly moving up from the crowd to become president by running game. He sees all the pieces, all the moves that need to be made, you got to watch it. It's beautiful. This is what I'm trying to show guys. Yeah, Axelrod, all these guys. This is what I'm trying to show all y'all guys, man. It's just, their game is on a political level. My game I'm teaching you is on a mental level to be able to think like these guys on any level you want, because they are so into their core and who they are. They see the moves before they even need to be made, man. It's beautiful. It is so fucking beautiful. It's like a Mona Lisa. It's beautiful, dog. Okay.
All right. Well, thanks for opening our minds and expanding our mindset. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Hey, look. Just watch the last episode of. If you get a chance, watch the last episode of Billions. You'll see what I'm talking about. They show you all the prices on how much people make and all that, but you'll see the intricate game that they're playing against each other, trying to get what they want from the other guy by fucking over the other guy. But you'll see how the billionaire won at the end he wanted to hire Giamatti's lady, right? He wanted to hire her his side guy. They're like government or whatever, I guess. He wanted to hire her, right? He brings her in and he tells her, I'm going to give away free cable. And guess what the woman did? The woman ran back and told Giamatti, stabbed him in the back. Told Giamatti they'd give him free cable. Guess what Giamatti did? Giamatti got all the people around and started telling them, oh, no, we got to protect the city. We can't give out a free cable, right? Thinking that he won, but actually he lost because he was so busy worried about the cable and stopping the Olympics in New York that the billionaire doubled back and ran into the woman while she was jogging that night, talked to her about what he wants from her. He doesn't want to see Giamatti was being a mentor to her. But the billionaire says, I want you to be a voice to me. I want you to teach me how you think versus me tell you what to do. And once you get done, look across the street. I already got you set up for your next political position. So just let me know if you want to join me. You guys see, it's beautiful. So when Giamatti... When he won, he came back to the office to tell the woman what he did, and she was gone. Because, like he said, I was so busy trying to protect the king, I never protected the queen. See, the billionaire was willing to give up what people want to say. The billionaire was willing to give up one thing. He was willing to give up a battle to win a bigger war. Because the reason why he liked what she did, because it showed him she was loyal. So So he was willing to give up. So then when the – I think her name was Taylor, the ball-headed chick. I forgot the bitch name. The real is this real smart ball-headed chick. She got mad. But then he spit game on her because she's thinking in hundreds of millions of dollars. But then he changed her mind to look at the world in billions because her number was 100 million. And he checked her on that. Yeah, you're rich, but you ain't shit. That's what he told her. You're rich, but you ain't shit. I got money. I can change shit. So what he did, he changed her mind because she was thinking about the Africans. See, she was on her surface. She was focused on the Wi-Fi, and she felt that he fucked her over. But after he said that we're going to share it with everybody, which he won, he got the woman number two, and then he also got his analyst to see, don't think in hundreds of millions, think and change your number to a billion. You got to see it. It's man, it is just, dude, when you have game, you appreciate shit like that. It's beautiful.
So are you saying this is like basically game in the show, basically, right?
Yeah, oh, it's nothing but game. Nothing but pure game on a higher level where men at their core are making moves. It's a mind fuck. 469, I got you, but I'm just saying it's you just got to see it for yourself. You just watch the last episode, and that'll give you a taste. Just watch the moves that are being made just in that 1 hour, and how that motherfucker won. Even though it looked like he lost, how he won at the end. It was fucking beautiful.
All right, I'll check it out tonight.
And I'm going to check yours out. So I call me on – you call in the show on Tuesday. I mean, tomorrow night. And I'm going to watch your show tonight. You watch my show tonight. Okay. You call, okay?
Okay, the one thing about the Taylor Swindler, I didn't like how he, like, leave with his money, but it's okay, I guess, you know what I'm saying?
I'll watch it. I mean, I'll watch that. I'll check it out.
All right, I'll check out Billions, the last episode.
Yeah, remember the last episode. It's the newest episode. Don't go to the beginning. Just watch this one episode right here. It's beautiful.
All right, thank you. I'll have to get the Showtime app, so.
Yeah, get that fucking app. Just watch. I'm just saying. All right. So call me tomorrow. Okay.
All right. Thanks, Steve.
All right. Thank you, yeah. Brother. Let me go to 469. Sorry for the wait, sir. What's your question, brother? How can I help you?
Hello, Steve. This is Jeremiah. My question is, let's say, for example, once I join your program, the bad boy mindset, whatever.
No, you're not the bad boy mindset. I'm not the bad boy mindset, sir. I'm the man.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm sorry, Steve. Your website, if I join your program, would you run the risk, like, let's say if I learn my true core self, would you run the risk of, like, losing family members? Like, let's say, like, you just don't give a fuck. Like, I'll learn game from you, and like, I'm learning the steps and the levels, and I become, like, my true self. What I, like, is it true that you can lose family members from
you?
Your,
yeah. Okay, I'll just say this to you, and I'll be totally honest with you. This is why I say that this isn't for everybody, because a lot of people won't be able to handle the repercussions of being a man. You're going to lose family. You're going to lose your mother, and you might lose your mother for a little while, and I'll tell you why. Because for a lot of young men, a lot of men allow their mothers to manipulate them by their love. You know, I used to do this for you. I cooked for you, clean for you. I put a roof over your head. How can you do this to your mother? How can you date someone out of your race? Or how can you do this? How can you do that? Where they shame them with their love or guilt them to do stuff. Okay. That's number one. Because, and I'll explain that. Okay. Then you have your friends. You're going to be a sore thumb. You're going to stick out, and no one's going to want to be around you, because why do I want to be around someone that's going to take all the women? I mean, they're not even trying for women, but it also the people, you understand that the people that you work with or the people that you know that are married in relationships, you're going to have to get rid of them as well. Because what these people do is, because they have such bad marriages, they think by throwing salt on you is going to make them feel better. Because, you know, a lot of people want to gossip. So they'll hang around you. You know, you'll be talking about all the women you fucking, or you'll be talking about your day and all that other stuff in the office. And what'll happen is, all right, let me give you an example. Peep this game. I'm going to show you some game. Watch this. Watch how they do this. Have you ever, like, when you see a woman that you want to look at her ass, right? You see her walking in front of you. You see her maybe like 3 aisles down, right? And you know you want to look at her ass, right? The smart motherfucker, what he'll do is he'll stop. He'll turn around in the direction she's walking, look at an item as if he's looking at the item, and wait for her to walk in his path. You see that? Okay, you see what I'm saying? That's game right there. All right? See, you don't pass her look, right? What you do is you turn in her direction, and you look at an item and let the ass walk in front of you. You see what I'm saying? Does right. that make any sense? Okay. So yes. let me explain. Okay. Now let me explain that and how women fuck their husbands and boyfriends over. See, when a guy tells his wife or his girlfriend about you, you're the one that's fucking all the women. You're the one that's living the life. You're the asshole, which goes to her filter as you're the bad boy. All right. And all she's doing to the sucker or the husband is picking information off to either for herself or to pass to her girlfriends, to a point where now this is you turn around and look in the other direction. That's when they're going to say, you know what, why don't you invite him over? I would give him a piece of my mind, you know, for game night. You know, they have these game night, you know, a lot of motherfuckers just get together, you know, game night, wine night, just hang out night, whatever. Why don't you invite that motherfucker over? Now I'm going to give him a piece of my mind, right? Now, the husband or boyfriend is thinking, oh, yeah, she's going to tear him a new asshole. Well, what he doesn't see is she's going back to tell her fucking friends. Remember that guy I told you about that's fucking all those women? He's coming. And what you'll notice is those women, oh, that's when they go to the beauty salon. That's when they wear their Sunday's best. All eyes are going to be on him because he's the one that the women want to fuck, but that's how they set it up. But even with your friends, they're going to talk bad about you. They're going to smile in your face and talk about all the fucking you're doing to a point where, guess it, it might not be his woman, but women, like I told you, let me tell you how smart women are. Peep game. I showed you this maybe a few weeks ago. What a woman does to a rich guy is milk him out of his money. Okay, I'm going to use one of my dogs now, and I'm going to say this. I'm doing this out of love. Let me get one of my dogs here. Give me a second. Let's say I'm using Buckeye. I'm going to use you real quick, Buckeye. No offense. I got you, Buckeye. I'm going to use you real quick. Now, Buckeye, you're a millionaire. Buckeye, you got money. You got money, Buckeye. So that's the good news. I'm just using that example. So a woman meets Buckeye, right? Buckeye has no game, but Buckeye has money. Women know how to position themselves to get the money out of the guy. Now, eventually, the guy is going to start to realize that this woman ain't going to fuck me. She's just taking me for my money. But once the woman realizes it, what do you think she does, caller? What do you think she does?
I'm assuming she makes a plan. She still gets his money anyway, even though
I'm gonna show you how. Wait, peep game. I'm gonna show you how. So the woman is gonna go to her friend. Hey, here's the file on Buckeye. This is where he goes to church. This is where he plays basketball. This is where he works out. This is where he shops. This is what time he does it. This is what he likes. But listen, if I pass this money over to you, you got to give me 10% of what you make off of him. So when Buckeye's at wholesale or doing whatever he's doing, that's when the woman number two is going to bump into him and run game on him. And it's going to be odd that they have so much in common because the woman's going to start talking about things that Buckeye says, wow, we got a lot in common. You see that? And then that woman is running game and milking Buckeye, but also giving the first woman 10%. See, that's how game is run. See, but again, it's not. I can't blame women on this. We're not blaming women. I'm just saying women run game. So what I'm saying to you is that the women are going to want to fuck you. Your friends as wives. The friends that are in relationships, they're going to want to fuck you. They might not fuck you first, but they're going to pass you to one of their friends to fuck you and see how it's like. Because the women on the back ain't going to be talking. And sometimes they're going to be passing you around to all the other women until you get to the prime source of the one that's setting it all up. But this is how it works. So you're going to have to get rid of these guys. It's very lonely. I'm not saying you're going to be alone. It's just a very lonely life because even though you have a bunch of women, you're still going to be alone because nobody's going to understand you. Nobody's going to understand who you are and why you do what you do. The guys are going to love you and be envious of the stories that you have, but they're going to be hating you on the back end because you're fucking all the women. But what they're going to do is they're going to help you out. They're going to be telling their women about you. And your parents, you might lose your parents because your parents are going to start trying to tell you what to do. And you're going to be like, Mom, you can't talk to me that way. What? What'd you say, boy? Mom, listen to me. I love you. I appreciate you. But if you ever talk to me like that again, I'm not going to talk to you for a while. And your mom may challenge you. And you do that shit.
Yeah,
you train your mom.
Yes,
so,
sir. Yes.
So,
respect, of course, you don't believe in, I think I heard you say you don't believe in religion, but I was born, raised a Christian, so, like,
that's cool.
I don't know, sleeping with other men, it's like, my parents are against it. I'm 19, so, this is how I was raised, but it's like, you know,
this ain't a gay channel.
I mean, sleeping with other men's wives. That's what I'm saying.
Oh,
right.
Well, hey, but okay. But here's the thing, young man. Peep game. How do you know that woman who doesn't have a ring on her finger is in a relationship? Do you know? Do you really know what she? Hey, brother, what I'm telling you is that when you get in this, see, one thing I always tell a lot of you young guys, like your age right now, what I would tell you for next semester, find the art district and do nude modeling. That's going to get you in kind of like in the lifestyle of swinging, gigoloing, and making money. But what I'm telling you is when you get around women that make seven-figure, six-figure, or high five-figure, they have shit to lose. So they have to make sure that you are the kind of motherfucker that's not going to be in your fucking feelings. You know what's going on. We're going to do our thing. We're going to move on. But see, some women are not going to – see, women are not going to just give you information. They're not going to tell you they're in relationships. They're not going to tell you they're married. They're not going to do that because they got to see what the fuck you are first before they tell you anything. So I know what you're saying as far as your religious thing, but – you don't know the woman that you fucking – well, if you're a fucking older chick or is someone in their 20s, you don't know if they're married to somebody or living with somebody. You just don't know.
Right.
Because women won't talk. I mean, I'm just saying. They won't tell you. They just won't tell you. They don't want
information. What I'm saying is that I was taught – because my parents – I respect my parents too, but I was taught not to sleep around with other women, which, I mean – I love women.
Right. What I'm saying to you, brother, is that I want you to do what you feel is right for you. I'm not here to tell you don't believe. I will never do that to you. This is not a cult. I'm saying what you do above the surface, that means what you believe in, your political affiliation, what you do for a living, that's none of my fucking business. My business is to get you at the core of you. But I am warning you to go down this pathway. You're going to not be sunshine and rainbows. Remember, there's a difference between Superman and Superman and General Zod, right? Both come from Krypton, right? But one has feelings from mommy. The other one just doesn't give a fuck. But the other one who doesn't give a fuck is always going to win. And I'm saying
that's true.
I'm saying
that. I feel like that too.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. I'm not trying to make you into a bad person because we're not bad people because we don't beat up and harm people. We're not bad people. We're just dangerous to women because they can't handle and control us. They lose control around us because they know we can easily walk away and replace them at a whim. And they are afraid of that. They're attracted to it. But they just, it's something about it. It's like, okay, I have tattoos, right? I know it hurts when you get the tattoo, but I love the pain. I love the pain of the needle. I don't know, I'm just weird. I just like the tats. I like the pain that goes with it because it's like, you know, you look at the Yakuza, man. They did it. Think about all the shit they went to, the tats on their body, man. It's just like a rite of passage type thing. So what I'm saying is don't look at it as, you're going to stop your religion or anything like that. That's not what we're about. We'll never take you. I'm not trying to take you from your name. I'm not taking you from your religion. I'm not taking you away from your political affiliation. Once you reach your core, you might do it. I'm not doing it. You might do it. Because then you might realize that, wait a second, maybe there's more out there than just what I was told. Because that's right, all our parents right. did was tell us what their parents told them and what their parents told them and what their parents told them. You see, it goes on and on and on and on and on until you see it for yourself. That's all, okay?
Yes, sir. Yeah, respect, Steve. Yeah, because I mean, yeah, I'm young and I do want to experience with because there's so many beautiful ladies in the planet, and I feel like your game that you're teaching this is 100% legit. So
well,
yeah.
Listen, I gotta get back to the show. Listen, your first assignment, gotta get back to the show. Your first assignment is to go and get your 100-piece puzzle set. Go to the store, get a 100-piece puzzle set, rip up the box, and begin to put the puzzle together. That'll be your first assignment. Okay, start doing that. It's absolutely free. Yeah, just start doing that. Don't rush it. Take your time. Put it together, okay?
Yes, sir. Thank you, Steve. Thank you for your time. Thank you.
All right, thank you for your time, sir. I'll throw you back in. All right, guys. Let me get back to the show, guys. Let me see if there are any questions. Let's see here. Jabba the Hutt, I'm going to go ahead and put you in timeout. Guys, you have to understand, man, I appreciate y'all guys coming to Matthew. Billions is on Showtime, House of Cards on Netflix, okay? I appreciate y'all guys, but y'all have to understand that this is not the class. We want and listen to me, and I'll use Jabba. I'm going to use Jabba the Hutt. Matter of fact, I'm going to go find somebody in the room that said something, and I'm going to show you how the mind works by the shit that they said. Let's see here. Let's see here. Let me go to Buckeye's question. Maybe I can find it here. Good evening, Steve. Why would a woman that's been complaining, campaigning to be my girlfriend for about a year now, want to tell me her body count? I never asked. Well, okay, 22. When a woman really wants to show you her trust and loyalty, they'll start telling you more personal things because they feel like you're not going to judge them for what they say. Now, again, I don't ever ask for a body count, and she's just telling you a body count. So don't – what I'm trying to say to you, young man, is that you're not looking at the game the right way. You're looking at the judgment. This is judgment number three. Excuse me, judgment number two. I'm sorry, guys. Judgment number two. You're on judgment number two. Who cares why she said it? Is her telling you her body count going to change your how much you make an hour? Is her telling you about your body count going to change the price of gas and oil? I mean, why do y'all give a fuck about that? Y'all worry about too much surface level shit versus learning game, okay? Versus learning game, all right? So what I'm saying is that the important thing here, and the guys, you're going to ask questions. I appreciate that. Yeah. Yeah. If she tells you, she tells you. Right, J-Dog. And that's what I'm trying to show you. But we'll get back into the show. In 7 minutes, we'll do our creed one more time for the last time for the third hour. But let me continue because we got so much to talk about here, and I want to cover it. If we don't cover it, well, I promise we'll cover it tomorrow. But what I've been trying to tell you guys is that what the mind does or what it does, it comes to you like a false prophet and it helps you to get trust. Once you get trust, it tells you and sabotages you. Think about all the guys out there that want sex that are told that, you know what, let's just go tell a woman I want to fuck her because some dumb motherfucker on YouTube said that. They believe that shit. But listen, remember, they don't believe the guy saying it. They are told to believe what the guy is saying. It's two totally different things. They don't believe in it until they're told to believe in it. And then once they believe in it, it becomes their truth. Yeah, I hope I'm not going too deep, Freelance. I hope I'm not going deep with that one. All right. Okay, I think you mentioned judgments a few times. How many judgments are there, and what are the judgments? Oh, I'll tell you real quick. first judgment is, and listen, it's in the creed that I read. The first judgment is judgment of self. When you sit around and say, I'm ugly, I'm too short, too this, too that, you place a judgment on yourself. The second judgment is placing a judgment on a woman, meaning when you see a woman that you know nothing about and you automatically assume that because she looks a certain way, that she likes a certain guy. That's the second judgment. The third judgment is fitting into the narrative of what you think a woman wants you to be, meaning that, you know, she tells you, I'm not that kind of girl. Or if you want to have sex, you know, leave me alone. And y'all motherfuckers on your profiles are falling in the third judgment. You want to talk about you jogging, riding bikes, and you want to show all these goofy-ass profile pictures and all this other shit because you're trying to fit into her narrative. Third judgment, fitting into her narrative. Fourth judgment is judging men, meaning you look at another guy and say, well, there's no way I could compete against that guy. I mean, look how his body is, and look how he's dressing, and look what he's driving. There's no way I could compete against that, right? The fifth judgment is judgment of men. When you are always talking, it's not you're talking about the guy, you're always talking about other men. You know, well, why does a woman do this to other men? I've seen a woman do that to this man. And oh, and that's the sixth judgment. Sorry. The sixth judgment is what you see happens, and you take that judgment as a truth. We'll get to that sixth one in a second. But the fifth judgment is asking questions when you're asking about a collective of men. Why would a woman do this to a guy? You know, why do women treat men this way? When you use the word men, plural, not singular. The singular is when you see the guy face to face. The plural is when you're always asking questions about other men. Now, the sixth judgment is when you see a woman doing something to somebody and you take what she's doing to somebody as truth, because sometimes that also connects to judgment number five. But the sixth judgment is you at the bar, you see a guy walk over to a pretty woman and she throws water in his face. So your judgment of that scenario is that woman is going to throw water into my face because she threw water in his face. But you don't even know what the motherfucker said. You didn't even know what the motherfucker did, but you're automatically judging the situation. Or if you're watching that news, the thing called news, and they tell you somebody killed somebody on Jupiter in a school or a movie theater, because you placed the judgment, you're not going to the movies that weekend because you think it's going to happen to you. So that's how it works, okay? Well, the way you make it last longer is when you're in the shower. When you're in the shower, take your loofah, spray the cologne on the loofah where it's all sudsy. Because if you're taking a shower, your pores are opening up. And what you're doing is not only you're rubbing the soap, but you're also putting in a layer of cologne under that. So when you are fucking or working out and you start to perspire, meaning your pores are opening up, you're not going to smell. Okay, easy one. Okay, so let's see here. Right. Yes, champion. See, champion, yes. Champion, sixth judgment. Yes, champion. Absolutely. So that's the sixth judgment. The sixth judgment is Dr. Dre, or like this young man said right here, Jeff Bezos. It's looking at somebody else's life and thinking that that life is going to happen to me, which is different from asking questions about other men. See, a lot of people don't want to ask questions for themselves, but what they do is they try to lump other guys in to make themselves feel better. So they're putting another judgment. So those are the judgments. And this is the problem with a lot of guys. They fall in one, if not all six of those judgments. But men don't fall in those things because men don't operate that way. All right, so let's continue, guys. We've got a lot to talk about. Let me make sure I got all the calls in. Lines open for five more minutes, guys. Lines open for five more minutes if y'all want to call in. Lines are open. Let's see. I want to make sure I answer this. I continue. I just want to make sure I got all the questions. Okay, all the questions are good. Guys, I got a question. Go ahead. Make sure you guys go ahead. And all the guys, y'all see right here. Right here. You see the Twitch TV. Like I said before, guys, all y'all guys listening right now, make sure y'all go ahead and join that, because once I get that bullshit together, we'll be doing shows every morning. Well, I mean, every 1 hour. We'll do a 1 hour show where I'm doing something, but I'm teaching you game while we're having fun. While we're it's a more laid back, relaxed thing, but I'm still going to be teaching you game. You'll see me get my ass kicked, get shot, beat up, bit by zombies or whatever the fuck I choose to use. But we're going to do it all together. Or I might just be riding my bike and y'all watch me while I ride my bike and I'll be able to read your Twitch. I can only read Twitch in the virtual reality. So if you don't have Twitch, join Twitch and just join, just follow it. Then we go live and you ask questions in there. I'll be able to only answer those. Not that you, we'll be going live on YouTube and other platforms, but I won't be able to see those questions. I'll only be able to see the Twitch questions. Okay. Just to let y'all guys know. Let me see. Here you go, man. Thank you, man. Hey, man. I appreciate that, big dog. Appreciate that shit. Appreciate that. Yes. Yeah. No. That's judgment. No, that's judgment. LL, think about that. That either can, listen, that falls into judgment number 5. When somebody uses statistics to scare you, that's part of judgment number 5. Because, listen, let me give you an example. I can get 5 people in my office, and I can give them my bitch-ass unsweet tea. 5 people. And if 4 of them like the sweet tea, I have a statistic. 4 out of 5 have recommended this tea. But all I got to do, instead of saying 4 out of 5, I can add another 0 and it can be 40 out of 50. I can add another 0. It could be 400 out of 500. It can be another 0. It could be 4,000. See, y'all don't see how game works, man, how marketing agencies get people. They get people by just bringing a few motherfuckers in and just taking their thought. That's how statistics are happening. But yes, LL, that falls into judgment number 5. When you're looking at a statistic and you're saying that statistic is me, 5th judgment, sir, 5th judgment. I'm telling you, it's so many. This is why a lot of guys are messing up. But no, so what I'm saying, so let's, guys, 3 more minutes, we'll get to it. We'll say the creed one more time. We'll keep pushing the creed because I want you guys to change the way you think. But let's get back into chopping up game. Wait, let me see. LL, I think you said something. Okay. LL, it's all good. No, Marketing 101 is really a, I mean, my God. I was gonna say, hey, LL, please, if you can, watch Billions. You'll see what they do with the NASDAQ. You'll see stock and day trading and shit. Watch that shit. Very important. Please, if you get a chance, okay? Watch that. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yes, they are. They are always marketing. Listen, they're always running game. But what y'all don't understand is that people fix numbers. people just don't have 100 motherfuckers in there and say, oh, 95 out of 100. Nah, fuck that. They didn't like that shit. Nah, we need to change the numbers. We need to change. Let's see. They even talked about it in Billions. I think the Dangerous Russ said it, or one of y'all guys said it. It's called moving the goalpost. Oh, moving the goalpost a little bit. Some people move the goalpost over to take care of them versus leave it where it's at to get the actual fact. So if a mother can't shoot, I'll either push the goalpost up and I'll bring it down a little bit to suit his need. So if he can do it, then guess what? We can sell it now. We can sell it. Go and get the directors in there. Get the makeup people. Let's put some women around there cheering and shit. And when he makes the shot, he takes a drink of his fucking drink and goes, and the women are rubbing his face. We got it. We got it, marketing team. It's like that, man. It's like that, man. It's like that. It's really deep, man. It's really fucking deep. And let me see. I think the Lions are, Tyler, what's up, Tyler? I got Tyler for last one. Tyler, what's up, brother?
Nothing, man. I'm just listening in the background while I'm working here. Keep these.
All right, Tyler, we'll throw you back in. Let me go ahead and hit this creed real quick. All my dogs out there, like I said before, we're going to be doing this all the time for all you guys out there. What I've created for you guys is something that is not a cult. This is not to indoctrinate What it is that this is going to be one of the first pages in the book. So I'm kind of letting y'all know it's going to, when you open the book, this, what you're about to hear right now is going to be in the first pages of the book. So what I want you guys to do is I want you guys to go to your temple in your mind right now. I ask all the guys that's listening to me right now, go to the temple in your mind and start working on your creed. What your creed is something that you live by, and this is one I'm just using. You can use it if you want to. I am the only one of my kind. That is my truth, and I will defend that truth until my very last breath, gentlemen. I will challenge myself every day to be a better man. I don't fail. I learn. I will stay true to myself and not change for anyone. I will not judge myself. I will not judge women. I will not judge other men or make excuses. I am here to build my mind up. And if I'm not here to explain myself to you or force you to understand me, that's your job. This is who I am today. And if you're lucky enough to keep my attention and earn my respect, you will get to meet the new me tomorrow, which means, guys, is that you evolve every day. So if the woman has your respect, she gets to meet the evolved you guys. So I'm just trying to show you. No, it's not my dojo. It's your dojo, 949. I'm just showing you, you can have your own dojo. Create it here, your own dojo. That's why you think I told you other shows ago, I think it was either with Eeyore Lucario, to go to Netflix, look up Fire. Turn out all the lights and sit and just look into the fire and just think about your day. Just looking at the fire, man. It's so relaxing, man. It's beautiful, man. It's beautiful. All right, guys, let's get it, man. Yeah, hey. Well, you know what, Jeremy? I talk a lot about that in the book, and you know what? The 36th chamber is kind of a bad thing. The 36th is, not the fifth on down. It's the sixth one that's the problem. But I kind of break that down in the book. But anyway, so with you guys, let's get into it, guys. Y'all, we got another hour. Guys, ask any questions. Lines are down. Ask any questions y'all want. Put a Q in there. But I'm going to continue to talk about what is going on. See, what's happening to so many of you guys right now is that you are following your false self, okay? But not only following your false self, you're also conditioning yourself. Okay, and that person that is in your ear right now telling you how to move, how to think, what to watch on YouTube and whatnot, even like I was telling you before, it also tries to disrupt the class. Hey, gentlemen, always remember, for all my guys listening from this point on, we are not ever going to get mad at anybody that comes in here and disrupts the class, because it's not really him disrupting the class. It's just his false self telling him that these guys are full of shit. These guys don't know what they're talking about. What do they mean, your core? I am your core. What do you mean, love yourself? I love you. That's all you need. You just need me. You don't need to love yourself. I mean, come on. Like how mommy gets in your ass or whatever, or guilt you. You know, wasn't I there to show you where your keys were? Wasn't I there through those bad times when she rejected you? You got to believe in me, man. And you know what? This guy is terrible. What is he teaching these guys? Man, you need to say something. And this guy doesn't know what the fuck he's talking about. See how that works? And that's why I'm saying to all you guys out there, that person is, listen, he's not in touch with reality. He's creating a false reality by giving you a misguided perception of the world. Remember, I told you women perceive in whatever happens in their life is a combination of things, like I told you earlier in the show. It's the same for a lot of you guys out there, okay? See, when you are connected to him, and for y'all aficionados and all my dogs out there, let me show you, if you don't know who he is, but this, you know, I'm always talking about, I'm either talking about the group of them or I'm talking about the one. So I'm not talking about the group. I'm not talking about fear, anxiety, excuses, victim. I'm not talking about those. I'm just talking about the ringleader. I'm talking about the ringleader. Excuse me. And see, the ringleader here is doing everything he can right now, okay, to make you feel like he knows you perfectly. But yet, what you don't understand is the more that you feel lost, the more you feel alone, the more you feel rejected, the more you feel that you're not worthy, you're too small, too short, too ugly. When you don't feel that you're good enough, who do you seek power from? The one person that can take away the pain, but is he actually taking away the pain, or is he giving you the perception that he's taking away the pain? The girl turns down boy. Boy feels stupid. He will guide you right across the street. Don't worry. She's for the streets. She ain't shit, remember? She's got a high body count. Why do you care? You see how it works? Don't worry, I got you. You try. That's what I'm saying, man. Guys, since the dawn of time, for all you Bible aficionados, you should know who was in Eve's ear to make her fucking take that apple over to your boy. It's the same thing. It's the same thing. He's not a devil. He is you. But what you don't understand is that you created him, man. He wasn't created when you were going to the egg. He wasn't. All right. Hey, 28, right? Hey, 28. What do you see? The man mindset. Where's the mindset? Wait. Oh, I got it's themanmindset.com right here. Oh, let me put this in here. I got, because the lines are down. So let me just show y'all the information. Yeah, if y'all want to subscribe, man. Yeah, subscribe right there, man. Wait, I can't give you that one because the lines are down. I'm sorry, guys. Here we go. Subscribe to the channel. Hey, if you want to go to the man mindset, go there. And I tell all the guys that don't go there, because Tyler, I'm going to add some of those fucking voice messages that you got. You know what? God damn it, Tyler. I'm going to do it, Tyler. I'm going to take a break because, guys, let's take a small break because I know we get deep and I got to kind of like calm you motherfuckers down. Let's take a small break and let's go to the world of my student, Tyler. Go to the world of Tyler real quick. We'll take a quick break. Let's go to the world of Tyler real quick. And then we'll take a quick break. We'll keep continuing. Let's just take a quick break. Let's see what's going on in the world of my student, Tyler. Let me find my dog. All right. The world of Tyler. Here we go, guys. The world of Tyler. Here we go.
Hey, you.
Hello, this is Tyler.
Hi. This is Cinderella.
This is Cinderella who sent me that super, super hot video of her playing with herself.
Mm-hmm.
Is that the same Cinderella that...
Painting.
I made that pussy mine every time I see it.
Guiding.
Mm-hmm.
What can I do for you, Cinderella?
Hey. I'm just calling you.
Role play.
As I'm making the videos.
That's right. You were gonna go in the shower with
everything, me. Unless you just want to see it.
Yeah.
I'm still gonna do that tonight.
That's the funny thing, though. Even though you got caught, you're still gonna do what I want you to do, aren't you?
Totally.
Your orgasm, though, was it a good orgasm?
Oh my god. Yeah. Yeah. So we need to start videoing us doing things. Video us doing things so we can go back and watch them.
The life is great.
So you're asking me to
video
you while you're...
It's a great life.
No, you, us, together.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Uh-huh. So then we can go back and watch them. That'd be hot.
What do you like about that idea?
I like to be able to, when we're not together, to like right now, to be able to get on my phone and be like, this is my Tyler right now and me. That's what I like.
Almost done.
So you like being able to just push play and have me right there?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Get your little fix.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, right now.
And guys, and remember someone asked me about poetry? All this comes into play. So we got to take a break from the See the World of Tyler and everything. Tom will put that up there. That was awesome. We'll put that up there. Let me answer this question right here. Two questions I have right here real quick before we get into the show. He says, if you, the guy created, the fear comes from itself, why does sometimes we have a hard time destroying it? You know what? I tell you something. Listen, here's the thing. Now that he's here, you can't fuck with him. I wish I showed somebody a month. All right, there is a show called Dave, because I'm like Little Dicky fan and shit. There's a show called Dave. I don't know if y'all ever watch Dave. I think it's on the FX. I think it's the same channel as what's his name? I forgot the bald headed guy from Australia that fucked people up. But anyway. But Dave is a show on, I think, the FX channel with Little Dicky. He's the star of it. And one episode on Dave was he was trying to fight you can't fight him. Okay, listen to me. Once you create him, you can't win or fight him. You can never beat somebody that knows you better than you know yourself. But with that being said, you're like, well, damn, Steve, well, if that's the case, then why the fuck are we even listening? Well, calm down. I got you. Just because you can't fight him doesn't mean that you have to listen to him. See, you want to defeat something that is attached to you at the hip now because you have given him carte blanche over your body and how you move. But there's the loophole. The loophole, like I've always told guys, is easy this. Just because you're in theater number one, or his theater. You have to remember, you pick the time, you buy the tickets, you choose where you sit. See, the loophole in this is not trying to defeat it because it can go back to helping you. Like, I'm going to give you an example with Tyler. Okay, let me tell you, his voice. You know what he said to Tyler when the woman brought up Cinderella? I'm going to give y'all an example. Let's say she's telling me about Cinderella, right? She said, hi, this is Cinderella. You know what my voice is telling me? Okay, which one we want to go with? Do you want to go with the shoe? Do you want to go with the pumpkin? How do you want to play this? And how can we make this sexual? With the shoe or the pumpkin. You see what I'm saying? It's the same thing that I showed my client to get that woman who had all those Instagram followers and shit at that time. Because she was all about Cinderella and I did a poem for him that broke all that down and she just like creamed over that shit. Because I use what she's using. See, that's how your mind works for you. When they come with a, hey, this is Cinderella, or I'm a damsel, your voice and your mind will work for you. So you don't want to defeat him. You just want to shift the thinking from victim to man. It's just a shift, okay? So what I'm saying is it's just a shift. So what I'm saying to you guys out here is that I understand you can't beat him. But what I'm telling you, this is why I always tell you guys, you're new, so this is why I always tell you, listen. I always show if any of you guys right now want to learn what it means to be a man, either like I'm the only one that's ever told you this, go to your light switch or grab a book that's in front of you. Go to a light switch or grab a book in front of you, and I can show you in a few seconds what it's like being a man. I can show you in a few seconds. Because all I would tell you to do is turn the light on and say I'm turning on the light. Turn the light off and say I'm turning off the light. Turn the light switch back on and say, I'm turning on the light, and turn it off one time. If you got a book, count five pages. One, two, three, four, five. That's how easy it is. You have felt what it's like to be a man. But one might ask the question then, well, what is that going to do? What the fuck are you telling me that for? Because when your mind is in tune with your behaviors, he cannot tell you shit. He can't tell you anything. When you do what you say you're going to do and you do it, the focus is on the objective, not what's going to happen if, well, okay, let's say you turn on the lights. You want to turn the light switch on and the light switch doesn't come on. Guess what he does for you and how does he work for you? It is at this moment he says to you, well, the light's not working. Well, is it electrical or is it a light bulb? Hey, let's go turn the TV on and see if it's a light bulb problem or electrical. Try the TV. If it's on, he knows it's a light bulb problem. Oh, go get the light bulb. But if the TV is off, oh, it's electrical, so let's go ahead and call and see if there's an outage somewhere. See how he works for you when you're one with yourself? This is not complicated. This is not complicated. But in order for you to understand what I'm showing you, this is it. Let me show you something. Wait, let me see. We asked the question. Okay, what I'm showing you. Listen, no, listen. I saw a movie years ago, and I used that movie to show you that you're missing it. You miss it. The movie, let me tell you what year it came out, because I was talking about it back then. Let me tell you what it was before y'all motherfuckers try to get, because I know y'all motherfuckers know what I'm talking about. I'm helping this young man, so y'all little smart-ass class motherfuckers are coming. Well, God, I know what's going on. 2009. The movie came out in 2009. The movie was called Wanted with Angelina Jolie and Morgan Freeman. If you get a chance, go back. Hey, if you get a chance, go watch Lucy, too, because when you really connect on some level, oh, man, I don't know. Don't worry about Lucy because that's too damn deep. Lucy is too fucking deep. But go watch Wanted. And what you don't understand is it was a movie about a guy who was always trying to suppress what he perceived was an anxiety attack, which you all do. You perceive what that feeling is a anxiety or it's fear. So what you have trained yourself to do, like he did in the movie, was he kept taking medicine to hold back what he thought was anxiety, right? But what happened with Morgan Freeman, gentlemen, and let me pull it up because, you know, I love to show y'all this. I love this shit. What Morgan Freeman did was Morgan freed him and took the fucking chains off of him when Morgan had him start to realize something that he didn't even understand himself. See, he thought what he was feeling was anxiety and fear. But what Morgan showed him that what if, and I ask you guys, what if what you're feeling, okay, the thing you're trying to suppress, let me take this off before I show y'all shit. Hold on one second. What if the thing you're trying to suppress right now, gentlemen, is a thing that got you to the egg? What if, I'm just saying what if, I'm not going to say it, I just want y'all to think. What if that feeling that you're feeling is the you trying to rip the skin of your old you? What if he's trying to get out? What if that's the lion inside of you that has the confidence, and because you can't understand him, you're withholding him in? I always keep telling you, the men go towards, like the caller said, when everybody's running left, he's running right, going towards the bullets, towards the fire, towards the flames and all that other shit. Why? Because maybe, just maybe, What you're feeling isn't fucking fear. What if it's the real you at your core trying to break free so he can lead you the way you need to lead yourself? But you're thinking it. See, remember, you labeled it. Time out. I want y'all to understand this. All you guys, listen to me. What you're feeling was something that you labeled. Because listen, guys, I'm telling you, there was no fucking sperm tube. There was no taking time off and complaining about pills and plates and sperm flowers and, oh my God, women and nature and hypergamy and all that dumb bullshit. No. It was, get the fuck out of my way. Get the fuck you. I'm getting to the egg because I want to win and I want to conquer. But sometime and somewhere in your life, something happened. I don't know what it was. But let me get a little bit deeper. Let me carry that over because the motherfuckers don't care. Wait, hold on, guys. You know what I always got to do? Because, you know, when I talk this yickety-yak that nobody even talks about, y'all got to understand. Now, guys, what I'm about to talk to you about is being brought to you by Excuse Fairy Crunch. If you are soft and you ain't got no game, please go buy your box of Excuse Fairy fucking Crunch. Gentlemen, the shit I'm about to tell you is 100% authentic, guaranteed. Nobody talks about this. I am the only one. And if they're talking about it, they're stealing that shit from me. That's why I got to do this shit. Let's go past the egg. Let me show you how bad you are. Because apparently you forgot. I haven't forgot. But you did. Once you came into this world, you, my friends, there was something on you where you were lying on your back. And I don't know when it happened, but you were like, fuck that. I don't want to be on my back anymore. And you fucking did something to roll your fucking ass over. And then there was a time when you were on your stomach and you were just on your stomach. You saw the humans doing all this shit and you were like, well, fuck, I want to move. Was there any fear? No, it was put one hand and you might have failed and all this shit. Hey, you might fail. You might have cried a little bit, but you got right back up, didn't you? Until your fucking mechanics of your hands started having you slide a little bit. But you just didn't get your knees rolling with your two arms until you started to crawl. You crawled. Nobody helped you. There was no YouTubes. There was no fucking Instagrams, red pills, and all that shit. It was all fucking you. Tell me I'm lying on this one. Then all of a sudden, now that you're crawling all over the motherfucking place, you like, well, shit. I want to do what they walking on two fucking feet. You know what? I'm going to try to you're going to grab something and pull yourself up. And you're just going to balance yourself and shit. You're going to be like, oh, shit. The fuck am I doing? Now, did you quit? Did you give up? Did you turn your ball in? Did you blame women? Did you blame hypergamy? Did you have to be in your purpose? Did you have to hit no fap and all that other shit? Or did you fall on your fucking face the first time, the second time, the third time, until you climbed your ass up and you took one step and fell again on your fucking ass again, one time, two times, three times, and then got back up again. And then once you started to fucking get your balance, you took a few steps and fell on your fucking ass. Did you give up? Did you blame women? Did you blame society? Did you blame money? Did you blame female nature? No, you got your ass back up until you could fucking walk. It wasn't me. It was all you. And tell me I'm a fucking lie. Tell me I'm lying. Tell me I'm wrong. I'm telling you, that's your truth. You believed in yourself to say, I don't want to be on my back. And you ended up walking, trotting, running. You ended up on a bicycle where you had maybe training wheels on there. And then guess what? One day your parents took those motherfuckers off and made you try to balance your own self because you believed in yourself. Now, you failed a few times, motherfuckers. You did. But what happened once you got control over your body? You motherfuckers started jumping off of curbs. You would jump off of ramps. You fucking ride your bike with no fucking hands. You put one motherfucker on the handlebars. You tell the other motherfucker, get on the spokes, and you can ride them. You started taking your bike and spinning it. You could do just about anything you could with the bike, but it was you believing in you. And that's where I'm trying to get you to see. See, I'm not trying to motivate you. I'm just telling you a fucking truth. This is all truth. This is not made up. I'm not doing what the motherfuckers do on the other side of the street, just try to scare you and shit. I'm saying that you could do it. Fuck. There was even a time when you got in that mechanical box called a car, and you were like, God damn, look at all the buttons. Man, you know, you would sit on the car, and you would just do all this and shit. Maybe it's on your dad and mom's lap and shit. Until one day you started to learn how to drive. What were you saying? I guess, what, 11 and 2, I guess, or some shit like that. You know, looking, slowing down. You know, stop at the light, look both ways, look, that's the wiggle shit that kids and shit. So, you learn how to drive, but look at you now. You can get your motherfucking car with your fucking pinky. You can eat a sandwich. You can drink something. You can talk on the phone and listen to music and drive at the same time. Tell me I'm lying. Tell me I'm lying. You want to know why? Because you believed in you. It wasn't me. I can never take credit for this. This is why I tell all of you young men out there listening to me, you got to see what game actually is versus the shit that y'all being indoctrinated to. Because everything on the surface is bullshit. You learned it. But all I'm saying is that somebody, hold on, let me see, Robot, let me get your question real quick. Somebody somewhere stopped you from believing in yourself. That's what's happening. Wait, you guys labor fear, anxiety. What about if he's in the sea and great white sharks approach him? Is it still in his head or really experience fear? No, it's a good question. It's a good question. I got him. It's a good question. Okay, sir, listen to me. If you know that you're on a boat going in shark-infested waters, you made the choice to go in the boat in the shark-infested waters. So you already know if the boat shall sink that you're going to get your ass ate up because you made the fucking choice. The sharks, look, you went to the sharks. The sharks didn't say, hey, robot. Come over to the tip of Africa where there's Seal Island, where the sharks jump up in the air. Come on over there and hang out with us. No, you knew where you were going, and you chose to go there knowing the repercussions if something goes wrong. That's not fear, friend. That's a fucking choice. See, the problem is the guy in your head right now is trying to stomp a motherfucker that's bad in the game, dog. Can't stomp me, man. Can't stomp me. If you know there is danger in the water and you choose to go to that area of the water and your boat shall sink, then you already know the repercussions before you even got off of land. So what the fuck are you talking about? That's not fear. That's a choice. See, it's so hard to realize that if you actually look in the mirror versus what you're doing, you're looking out the window, you'll actually see this all shit falls on you, man. It all falls on you. But I got him, dog. He can't ask me no questions and stump your boy. I just showed him. Okay, we were kids. We did not give a shit about thoughts, opinions. We have no fear, no anxiety. Say, why as we got older, we start? No. Listen. When you got older and you saw a girl or something, you felt something. something totally different. It was like when we had, okay, guys, we all had a wet dream. We're all men here, so let's be honest. When we had our first wet dream, what was our reaction? We didn't know what the fuck, what the fuck is this shit all over me, right? Let me clean it up. Let me rip the sheets off the bed. Let me wash the sheets. Let me bring this shit down to the laundry and let me take off my clothes and shit. What the fuck is happening to my body? What the fuck is this sticky shit, right? Your body is changing. You're changing. But you didn't know game because a lot of robot, what I say, and a lot of guys were had mommy under them as well. So that's another component. A lot of young men had mommy calling them. And what I always say to you guys out there is that, you know, your mother loves you. She loves you. She loves you. So it's not her fault for coddling you. It's your fault for allowing her to coddle you. There are older guys right now allowing mom to wake them up right now, fix their food, wash their clothes, and drive them to work because they love the umbrella of the feminine because they know they can't handle the world out there. So it gets deep, but I'm going to continue on the show. But let me see. Hey, bro, I'm 50. I'm 50. I am 50 years young. I'm not old. I don't really like count like that, but I'm telling you, I don't feel like I'm 50. I don't think I look like I'm 50, but the thing that I've maintained all my life, my drug, my liquor, my alcohol was my gaming. I love gaming because I'm a competitor. I love killing them motherfuckers on Call of Duty. I love fucking smashing them motherfuckers on Madden and Battlefield. You name that shit. The fucking wrestling, the wrestler's about to come out. I told 1950, if we play, I'm going to fuck him up. I already told 1950, I'm going to fuck him up. He getting the wrestling. I'm about to fuck him up in the wrestling. But I'm just saying, you don't unlock the inner child. You just don't kill him. Everybody in society is always going to tell you, grow up. You act like a child. Grow up. Grow up. Never get old, man. Never stop. Never let him go. Because that's where your sense of adventure comes from and all that stuff, man. All that stuff, man. It's beautiful. It's a beautiful thing when you guys actually believe in it, okay? No, hey, we already answered. No, I got you, man. No, he's fine. He's not trolling. He's just asking questions. I got you, man. It's all good, guys. Don't be mean. We got him. I'm answering his question, okay? But this is, again, I have no problem answering your questions. I'm telling you your answer. And in saying, and you're saying, are you saying fear doesn't exist? No, wait. Listen to me. You ready for this? Fear is real to you. But you must understand, young man. Oh, wait, let me show you the question you're asking. You must understand this. I'm not you. Listen, if you feel that fear is an illusion, then you know what? I'm going to agree with you because I'm not arguing you. I'm not here to check. Listen, see, this is where I think you understand about this show. I'm not here to fight you on what you think. If you think that, hey, that's what you think. I'm not going to fight you on that shit. But if you want to be a student of the game, you'll learn through the tutelage that maybe it's not what you think. But I'm not here to change what you're thinking. My job is to show you how to think for yourself. Because you're not thinking for yourself right now. See, right now, you want to, you, not saying you're not challenging me, so he's not doing anything wrong, but you can't accept that I don't accept fear in my life because you do. And see, because you do, I'm not here to change you from fear. Believe in what the fuck you want to believe in. I'm not here to change you. But what I think is what I think, and I'm not here to explain why I think what I think because you're not trying to be me. I'm just to answer your question. I don't believe in that shit. Fuck fear. Fuck your feelings. I tell you, it's so great when you're free. Oh my God. So, all right. Okay. Listen. I get emotional. You ready for this, caller? Robot, ready? Even though I'm a man, I get emotional and I have fear. You want to know what those are? I think it was in January 1982 when Joe Montana rolled out to the right side. Ed Jones didn't fucking swat the ball, and he threw that shit to Dwight Clark in the corner of the end zone. 1983 NFC Championship game. My favorite quarterback in the world, Danny White, drops back. Dexter Manley loops around Clint Didier. Charles Mann, I think it was, came up the middle and hit Danny White and knocked him out of the goddamn NFC Championship. I was emotional. See that? I was emotional. When my football team loses, I'm emotional. Didn't say shit about a fucking woman. I said my team loses. Fear comes in at when it's fourth and fucking one. And I know we need to get that motherfucking first down. Come on, man. We got to get this shit. Maybe I'll put $100 down and shit. Maybe I'll put $200 down. Maybe I'll put $500 down. So the fear of me losing my motherfucking money over this fucking shit I can't control is overwhelming. So my fears and my emotions are like even when you see me doing the video games, when I'm playing Resident Evil or The Walking Dead, I'm be shooting the motherfucking zombies like a motherfucker. All the noises and shit, man, we'll have a good time. But what I see through my eyes is not you. And what you see through your eyes is not me. So how I perceive fear is totally different from what you perceive it. But because you, and this is with all due respect, you're a surface dweller, you have a sheepish fear because you are trying to be like everybody else versus trying to be yourself, if that makes any sense. Okay. I strapped that motherfucker up, man. I got that shit all strapped up, bro. Yeah, I'm good to go, man. I'm good to go. Yeah, I got the gun, baby. I'm ready to shoot up some shit, man. So I'm just saying, man. So I'm going to get back to the show. But y'all got questions, please ask. I appreciate the questions. Let's get back to talking about this. We have to carry this over. But listen. See, what a lot of you guys don't understand, also with your mind, and this is kind of goes in what Robot was asking. See, the mind that you have that's really controlling you, or the fear that's controlling you, can also be needy, okay? All right? As I told you before, it doesn't want you to realize that you are actually in control of your life. That the one thing he doesn't, that's why he gives you 99% of what you need to trust him. Because, again, tutors, I keep telling you, always tell the king what he should do, not what he could do. Because if a lion learned his own strength, no man will be able to stop or control him. See, he runs game on you because he is trying to be your friend at 99. But he's not going to give up all control because his fear is losing control. Okay? And see, when you are a part of his life, meaning that he's telling you to, I'll give you an example. Let me give you an example. And this is no knock on you. Let me give you an example, Robot. Robot, you don't know that women are watching us right now. Listen to this show, all right? They're listening to this show. But you don't even realize that your mind has kind of sabotaged you a little bit. You don't even realize the sabotage. Now, I understand you might like robots. You might like sci-fi, right? But how is a woman ever going to know who you are if you're not even using who you actually are and you're using a cartoon of a robot? See how what your mind did you? There was something that he whispered in your ear to make you think that doing that was cool. Which is fine. I'm not knocking you for that. But I'm just trying to – I hope y'all guys can understand where I'm coming from. I'm not trying to knock them on that. But what I'm saying is that the reason why you're dominated by your feelings, your fears, your emotions, your guilt, your jealousy, your resentment, the reason why you feel like when a woman says, turns you down, that that's actually who you are. Because remember, most of you surface dwellers, y'all actually think that you are the rejection. You are her. She turning you down makes you a loser. See, that's what it's got you thinking. But see, when you got a single-minded thinking and you're selfish, conceited, and you all about you, you are not your end result when it comes to a woman. I showed y'all guys earlier today. Hopefully this stuck. You're not your end result. You are not your end result. But your mind has you thinking that you're your end result. So if you get turned down, then you're a loser. No. That's the lie that you see as truth. What makes you a loser is when you see something you want and you don't go after it. That's what makes you a loser, because he's in your ear telling you you ain't shit, first judgment. He will push the first judgment or the second judgment or the third judgment, the fourth. He can use all six judgments, and y'all don't even see that shit. You can look at that woman and say, oh, my God, hey, look, you don't have a car. Oh, my God, look how pretty she is. She'll never like a guy like you. You know what? Why don't we go ahead and take her out to dinner? You know what? I see her. You know what? She's with that guy. You can never outdo that guy. Oh, my God. You know what? I just don't understand why it is the fucking assholes and the boom booms and the ray rays and all those guys, they always get the women, but guys like me, I can't get them. I have the office. I've got the clothes. I've got the job. But this guy and number five, oh, is it four and five? This guy gets the woman. And then he'll go to judgment number six. You remember what that guy told you? That because of pumpernickel, her nature and the color of the pumpernickel, I mean, if she's a green pumpernickel versus a blue pumpernickel, she's not going to, man, do you understand how you fuck yourself over before you even, you don't know shit about that woman. And you know what's so crazy that y'all guys don't know? So many women look at you guys, and so many women say that, you know what, I can fuck that guy. He's cute. Is he going to talk to me? Please say something. Come on, say something. And you're walking by. Say something. Come on. Oh, shit. I would really love to fuck that guy. And y'all don't even see that shit. Let's see here. Should we call females on the phone and just send a voice message? Chad, see, you're boxing yourself in. Land, sea, air, space. Land, sea, air, space, man. Do it all, because the average motherfucker ain't doing it. Don't ever hold yourself back by creating a judgment. This is what you call either a judgment number one or a judgment number six right here. Or this can even be a judgment number three, because you want to fit into, maybe not you, but this is where it comes from. You want to fit in what you think she needs versus what you need to do. I tell you, this judgment shit is some deep ass shit, guys. It always connects. A surface dweller is somebody that uses things outside of himself to live his life. A surface dweller is open to be told that he shouldn't be jerking off. There's a thing called metal. He's a pill, a plate, a saucer. He should code approach. He should neg. He should do all that stupid ass shit. That's because all he's doing is living outside of himself, trying to be what somebody's telling him to be. That's why we call them surface dwellers, because they live above the surface or outside of themselves. They never live to their core. They live to what somebody tells them to be, because they see a bunch of other sheep doing the same shit. So in their mind, they think it's really working because the guy has a high fucking count of people and shit. Hold on, let me see a second. So you look at the sky, you look at the sky, and you see things different because how we receive. Wait. So you can look at the sky, and I can look at the sky. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, because remember, I talked about this yesterday. Remember, you and I are not the same based off of our fingerprint. We're not the same. We are two aliens on this planet. You and I are not the same. How you perceive the sky is technically based on how you lived your all, everything that is combinated to the point you looked up at the sky is what you perceive the sky as based on your life. You and I will always look at two things totally different. We're not supposed to be the same. But the problem is the guys across the street are trying to force y'all to be the same. I'm telling you to be yourself. Don't be like anyone else. I'm assuming you don't believe in pedestal. Yeah, I do. Yes. Oh, absolutely. Oh, my God. Yeah. Oh, my God. Yes. Oh, my God. Yes. Oh, my Jesus. Oh, my God. Yes, I believe in pedestal life. Oh, my. What? Fuck. Pedestalizing? McMahon, yes. Yeah, absolutely. Yes. No. Oh, hold on. Wait. Hold on. Oh, here you go. Hold on. Hey, pedestalize yourself. You got that right. Dog, without a shadow of a fucking doubt, pedal. Oh my God, yes. Oh, hey, 1,000% pedestalize yourself. Absolutely, absolutely. Come on, man. I am. Look. I'll bring him out. Look, pedestalize. Look, I'm showing you. Me. You think? Oh, shit. Wait, oh. I'm sorry.
Oh, wait.
Damn, I hit the wrong button. I dropped shit. Hold on, I got one more. Brother, you think? brother. Pedestalize yourself. You, yes, I wholeheartedly believe in doing and pedestalizing me. But I don't believe in predestination. I believe in pedestalizing, but not predestination. See, listen, let me tell you about predestination. I believe in pedestalizing, but predestination I don't. Let me explain predestination. Predestination is basically saying this, big dog. It's saying that if she says no to me at 9, she says no to me at 12, she says no to me at 3, or no to me at 6 o'clock, that I'm not worthy. If something happens in her life, that if she says no to me, I'm a loser. I know what he was saying, guys. I was telling about pedestalizing. I know he's talking about predestination, but I was getting to that. I don't believe in predestination because I'm not a fucking story. I'm not a time traveler, but I am a time traveler. But see, let me explain why you shouldn't think about predestination where a man should think about predestination. And I'm going to tell you why, because what you think about yourself is why you shouldn't think at all, because you have a what we call a loser's mentality. So you always think the sky is falling. Where I'm coming from and what I'm trying to tell you as a man, I can see the future because I already know the moves that I need to make before I even walk out of my door. Listen to me. See, my flirt-to-fuck guys, y'all know about bending reality. I taught y'all know about that shit, my flirt-to-fuck guys. But what I'm saying to you, you shouldn't think in predestination. But hey, but you should pedestalize yourself. You shouldn't think about predestination, not the way you're thinking, because everything you're thinking is in the negative. You're not thinking about that. But if I pedestalize myself and make everything about me, then when I meet a woman, I already know every move that needs to be made. Let me show you real quick. Let me show you predestination. I'm going to show you predestination. This is predestination, my four. I already know my whys. I can already defend it. I can stand on it. And I can express it. So I already have a predetermined outcome already in my head. I already know every fucking move I need to make. And here's the beautiful thing. Even if I learn, even if she says no and I learn, I don't lose. I don't lose. Because I also know what's predestined is that, unlike most of you motherfuckers, I'm looking at the film. But see, what you don't know or don't know about me is that, see, I don't get upset when she says no. I get upset, robot, when she says yes. I have a problem when she says yes. Not when she says no, when she says yes. Because when she says yes, that means I fucked up somewhere. Because she should have done it faster. And that's how hard I am on myself. Guys, I just wanted to do that. I wanted y'all to see that shit. See that shit? See how I did that shit? No, no, no. No, no, no. No, 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 no. No, no, no. See, stop, stop. I don't agree with the statement. I don't agree with the statement. You're not a loser. You're not a sucker. You're not those things. You just choose to be those things. Remember, robot, I got you, dog, because I don't want you to, I'm not here to knock you or make you feel bad, but no, look, you're new to this. What I'm saying to you, young man, is that right now you are sitting not only in a theater in your head, you are also creating free rent to the words and thoughts that you have. They're living in your mind for free. And what I'm trying to get you to understand, young man, is that you are not a loser, because if you were a loser, you wouldn't be here right now. You would be dribbling down your mother's leg. I'm sorry. If you were a loser, you would be dribbling down your mother's egg. So that's not true. It's just you choose to be what you are. Just like you can choose to pick the time you watch the movie, you can choose where you go see the movie, you can choose where you sit in the movie theater, and you can choose the theater in which you want to watch, either 3D, a surround sound, or basic, the theater. You got the choices. So that's not true. True. That's not true. And I'm not here to give you sympathy. I'm just trying to get you to see game. And Tony, I've been talking to this woman for a year, and she has yet to come to see me, but she went and seen a guy she's been dealing with 5 years. Hey, dog, listen. Hey, dog. See, this is why you surface dwellers lose. See, if you follow Unc, and let me show you, because you don't know. Wait, let me show you. If you just follow Unc, you wouldn't be dealing with the shit you're dealing with right now. Let me see if I find that bullshit. And find that shit. See, if you follow me, like you should have, you would not even. Let's skip past the trust. Let's look at your flexes and your flexible fours. Let's even skip this. Let's go to the last one, your fixed four. Your time is everything. And because you hate yourself, sir, and you don't give a fuck about yourself, you chose to let that woman do whatever the fuck she wanted to do to you. And then when she met a real man, she saw the value in him versus not you. So the problem is that you haven't been talking to a woman for 5 years. That woman has been running game on you for 5 years, and she's just using you to be that nice guy. I mean, congratulations, man. You got a brand new friend. It's so beautiful. It's so beautiful. Let's see here. Let's see what else we got before I keep going. I'm gonna go for a little bit more because we got a lot to cover some more tomorrow because I gotta watch this movie. I promise I'll watch this movie. Got this text from Tyler. Got this. All right, marinating before going back to their place to dinner tomorrow. All right, let me see what you got, Tyler. So, because Robot, and this is good for Robot, Tyler, because, you know, Robot doesn't believe that men win and shit. So maybe when he sees shit like, wait, make sure the number ain't in that shit, Tyler. All right, here we go. So what we have right here. All right, let me see. Oh, shit. Hold on. Hold on. Open this shit up. There it always comes up and open this shit up. Okay. All right, having you with me in your kitchen would be a top choice. I would love to help getting caught, okay, up on my meal kits. All right, so I like it when we get creative together. Sounds yummy. Well, Tyler, this is an easy one. Tyler, What I want you to start doing, Tyler, okay, this is what I want you to start doing. I'm going to show you something new called stacking. Tyler, I want you to start stacking, okay? Because you're doing everything right, but you're doing something wrong. Okay, remember, Tyler, think of it like this, Tyler. All right, let me see if you're still in the thing. Let me talk to you real quick. Let me bring you in. All right, Tyler, let me bring you in. Talking to you, so you can talk to you. All right, Tyler, can you hear me, brother? Tyler. All right, going once, going twice. Hello, hello, hello. Okay, I just talked to you. Okay, you was on line. Okay, I shut you off. Okay, Tyler, let me show you where you're going. You're doing right, but you're. I feel there's a lot of complacency here. You're doing great. A+, brother. But let me show you where the evolving is not happening, okay? See, Tyler, you're getting the women. They love it, but I still need more conquering from you. Yeah, you're talking good to them. You're making them play with themselves. You're doing all that stuff. But I want to reinforce that I am – the reason why I'm not him, look, Tyler, stack. What I need you to start doing is – elevating her more and educating her more on Tyler. Right? Let me show you, Tyler. Let me show you before I show you what I'm talking about. What I'm saying, Tyler, is you're doing good, but this is not what you're not utilizing the guide. You're not utilizing your guide as much. You're doing okay with your mix down, but you're not utilizing your guide. You're not utilizing your, you're using your culinary school. Your flavor, your spit is great. But I want more drug, Tyler. I want more drug, okay? And what I'm saying is, like, right now, she's snorting you, okay? She's getting high off the snort, right? But, Tyler, what I want from her is to move from snorting you to the crack rock of you. Because you're already amazed. See, Tyler, see, you're already amazing to her. So you're doing everything right. So I don't want you to think you're doing wrong. You're doing everything right. But where I'm showing you that you need to keep going. You're not pushing the boundaries. Because the creative you should have done right here is this, Tyler. Come on, Tyler. You should have done that right there. Showing her a different side of you. She already knows the sexual side of you, Tyler. And I'll show you that. Let me find a video of that. I think I got the video. Tyler, she already knows that you're smooth, right? She already knows that you have a mouthpiece and all that other stuff, and you're turning her on by all that other stuff. And that's great, Tyler. But I want to keep stacking the worth and value of you by how you move it. Let me see if I can find it. Let me see if I don't have. Oh, here you go. See, by like you right here. Look at this right here. So, Tyler, what you see right there, see that ups. Let me show you why that ups to Annie, Tyler. She's already hooked on you. Okay? But the hook, even though it's high, it's going to taper off and it's going to just go this way, which is good. It's still great because the average guy is not doing what you're doing, T-Dog. But what I'm saying is that the creative side of you is this. Come on over. I want to make you something. And while she's making and cutting up and preparing the dessert, that's when you could start mastering the bedroom, the kitchen, Tyler. Because, Tyler, listen to me. When you do the master the bedroom and the kitchen, it changes up. You elevate a little bit more. See, you're going to plateau, Tyler. You're doing good. Because even if you – listen, Tyler, let me tell you to my dog. Tyler, even if you plateau, okay, even if you plateau, you're doing good. You're doing good if you plateau. Because you already got on a high level. But I want it all, Tyler. I want her, Tyler, if she ever decides to just go away, because they will go away because they can't have you, that every room she walks into reminds her of Tyler. So what I'm saying to you is you're doing good on all your stuff. Let's take her in the kitchen, and instead of plateauing like you're doing, go ahead, do it when she comes over and shift it back up to another level, which is going to even make it even great. Listen, it's going to be that much harder to let you go. It's going to be that much harder. Now, please understand, Tyler, you're doing great. I got to say that to you. You're doing awesome. You're doing awesome. But what I'm saying is, Tyler, I want you, okay, I want you to be able to keep elevating the high. She's on the high, Tyler. She's on the – listen, the cocaine of you, Tyler, is stronger than the vape pen. Shit, she ain't even – hey, Tyler, let me tell you how cold you are. The average guy – you remember we were small, they had the candy cigarettes? You remember candy cigarettes? Now, hey, for all you older motherfuckers, or you young kids, back in the day, when everything was in black and white, they used to have these things called candy cigarettes. And when you, like, put it in your mouth, it had, like, powder, you could, like, you're puffing something out, okay? So, Tyler, my understanding, so, Tyler, most guys are the candy cigarettes on the surface, right? You're already the cocaine. She's already got the high. She's on you. She's fixed. Tyler, has she experienced the rock of Tyler? The methamphetamine of Tyler? The fentanyl, the heroin of Tyler? You're doing great, but you got to keep caress, you got to keep knocking the areas. Because listen what she's saying. Okay, listen what she's I'm just showing you what she's saying to show you where it's wrong here. Okay, because you're doing good. I don't want you to think you're doing bad. You're doing great, Tyler. But let me find that shit real quick. So again, she's talking about meal kits. That's why I'm bringing this up. I like it if we get creative together. Okay, Tyler. Listen, let's get creative together. We're going to go on a field trip. Okay, we're going to go on a field trip. Where are we going? To the grocery store. And you get the grand muffins. You go watch When She Comes Over. I think it is my last one I did, but You get the grand muffins, all right? You get the muffins, all right? Tyler, all you got to do is follow it. I show you step by step in there. But you get the ingredients, get the caramel sea salt. You get those little cookie sticks. You go get it's a dark chocolate raspberry Milano cookie. Look for that because that's going to be the crumble on the bottom. And then all you're doing is shaving. You get the ice cream and you get the two types of chocolate with the strawberries. And all you're doing is just taking the Grand's muffin that's going to give it a cinnamon flavor on top of that. And that's the creation because, Tyler, I promise you, you're doing everything good. Because I don't want y'all to think I'm getting on Tyler to do it bad. But what I'm saying is that you can change up the game by doing what I'm showing you right now, because she's in the position. Tyler, you said, again, look what you said, Tyler. You said, damn it, shit. Let me show y'all. Tyler, let me show you. God damn it. Fuck me open this bitch. It's like when I open this bitch up, it grabs. All right, Tyler, what you said? You said, damn it. If y'all can see, saying, here we go. I like it when we get creative together, right? Right? She's talking about meal kits getting creative together. Sounds yummy. It's a slam dunk, Tyler. It's a slam dunk. Now is the time that you can go ahead and crest the kitchen and master the bedroom, the kitchen, but also showing her women cream over men that know how to cook. But Tyler, we're not just cooking. We're giving her the experience of what it's like to watch you cook. And as you're making this dessert, you involve her in the dessert. Make that bitch cut up the strawberries. Make her cut up the strawberries. Make her crumble up the cook. Put her ass to work. Don't let her just sit there with some wine. You can start her off sitting on the counter with some wine and you talking to her, and you stop for a moment, turn around, open her legs up a little bit, do a kissing 101 move, do a kissing 101, a makeout move, five play move with her clothes on. You could do that, Tyler. And then you could add a little bit of dirty talk in her ear. You could do that, Tyler. Then you go back to making it, and then you lead her. Remember Jill Scott. Tell her what to do. Tell her you want to go ahead and cut up the strawberries. Now, remember, when you get the strawberries, make sure you put a little bit of sugar. Just do this like a little circle around that. Make sure you put sugar on the strawberries. That'll bring the flavor out and everything. Okay, Tyler? So definitely do that. Let's see here. When wanted to give her the drug of you with the first time. You got to be a student. You understand. You got to be a student in the game, dog. It's not. It's just you're asking a open heart surgery thing, dog. You're asking an open heart surgery thing. What are you saying? Do you like card games? What are card games? I was yesterday a baby blade back in the game. Well, no. Okay, and I appreciate what you're asking. Well, what I'm saying is I'm trying to get you. See, this is again. I appreciate the question, robot. But listen, I want you to go back and see that this is a failed question. This is how your mind fucks with you. See, you're not being the student right now. Your mind is wandering because the voice in your head is forcing you to wander instead of focusing on what you need. Fuck if I like cars. Fuck me. You know, I ain't shit. Fuck what I think. That's why I keep telling you, don't worry about the next man. Don't worry about what he likes. What we got to worry about is you finding you, okay? That's what's important. Let me keep going down here a little bit. Tyler, what I'm saying is that, Tyler, you're doing good. And I want to let everybody know, Tyler is doing good. But I don't want Tyler to get complacent. See, Tyler, listen, Tyler can stop right now with this woman, and she's will always be hooked on him. But Tyler, remember what I told you? I don't want the hook. I want the addiction. I want it all. I want her to feel like she's got to bring fruit and gifts to my throne just to get my time. Now, Tyler, remember, I got conquer mentality. I'm trying to keep pushing it. But if you're fine where you're at, then don't do what I'm saying. But I want, Tyler, I don't want her to keep peeling and then all of a sudden stop. I want her to open the next door to a million more doors of you. Because the more she opens those doors, the more she's intrigued. The more she's just, wow, you're not like anybody else I've ever seen. All this is going to come to play on the back end, Tyler, but you're doing good. So I want to let people know that what Tyler's doing right now is not bad, but this is how coaching works. Okay. This is how coaching works. Okay. I was curious about the question, but did not mean to come off as worried about you. Right, Steve, that shit is distracting me. Yeah, it's cool. It's cool. It's cool. It's cool. Yeah, it's cool. Yeah, it's all good. Yeah. Yeah, thank you, Russ. Appreciate that. So listen, we're going to continue this tomorrow. I got to go watch this thing. What was it called? The Twitter? Fuck, what is the name of that shit called? What is it called? The Twitter? I heard of that shit. I just got to watch that shit. I'm going to watch that shit. Maybe I'm going to do some work and watch that shit. Yeah, thank you, Unique. I appreciate you, Unique. I appreciate all you guys, man. Hey, Jeremy, that's what I'm saying. What I'm saying is that if you look at what you're saying, I hope he's seeing what I'm saying. See, Tyler has opened up a few multiverses, but there is an infinite more that he can open up. Because listen, the more he opens up these multiverses in her mind, the more she's going to be addicted to him, to that point where she says, you know what, Tyler, I hate the fact that you're fucking all these women. I deserve a good man. I deserve somebody to love me. And Tyler, I know you told me that we're just fucking, but I care about my mom, my parents, all that shit. I can't do this anymore. And she goes cold turkey. And I can't, I dropped my little candle joint. You put the candle in the window. But it's moments of what I'm telling you, Tyler, that's going to make her realize that the average man ain't you. Because the average man will never think about taking a roll of Grand's fucking muffins. Cinnamon rolls. See, the average guy will open his cinnamon rolls and just pop them in the oven. That's what surface dwellers do. But we're not surface dwellers. We are creative motherfuckers. So we got to figure how can we utilize this to be on my floor and to get her to see that I'm not these other guys, okay? Yes. There you Tyler. That's my motherfucker. That's my motherfucker. Oh, God, Unique. See, this is what I'm seeing. Unique, you know I love you, dog, man. But come on, Unique. Don't start this shit. God damn, we'll do one because we're about to wrap up. Hold on, Unique. I know Tyler did one. I'm going to give you one. Just to be fair, Tyler. I'm just being fair because Unique, Unique, I think we saw this already. I don't know. Well, no, I didn't see this nigga. Okay. All right, let me see. Her titties are covered up. Her number's covered up. All right, I can show y'all. All right, you can teach me day and night. Had a huge meltdown this morning, and I know it's not to be okay, and that's a naked shot of her. Well, that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying, okay? Carlos, you already know where to start. You don't have to ask. You should know. Start with your puzzles. When you're ready for coaching, let's talk so we can begin the process. That's how you start, okay? Listen, look at the bottom. See what it says? Okay, you got subscribed to the channel. Man Mindset Dating for Men. Yeah. Oh, wait. Here it comes. For coaching, email me. There you go. See that? It's right there. Hey, Bernie, stop that, Bernie. This ain't no competition, man. Anyway, no, guys, listen. We're going to continue this tomorrow. We're not done. We're digging. We're keeping on digging. I got your fucking back. But I need you guys to get my motherfucking back. And how do you do that? By tonight when you wake up in the night, before you go to bed, before you close your eyes, you think about the graveyard. And always remember, everybody in there –